much about.
Breaking news overnight, a Maryland man was stabbed in a fight over the popular Popeye's chicken sandwich.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
My mom, why are we waiting at Popeye's? It's been all day.
You want this sandwich, don't you? This spicy mother sandwich that everybody gotta have, you dumbass mother. We're gonna wait in this goddamn line.
This bitch is not all that. And I'm mad. This bitch regular, man.
I love that chicken from Popeye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charm, and I'm here with a public service announcement. This piece of valuable medical information can save your life or the life of one of your loved ones.
Stay the hell out of the Popeye's drive-thru. People are getting into fights, shot, stabbed, and killed, and that's before the sandwiches had a chance to mess up y'all's cholesterol.
And now...
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, that's, why are people fighting over a sandwich?
It's an epidemic.
Why did one even start? You're going to get a sandwich.
It's any situation where people are forced to line up for like 40 minutes and people can cut or cause anything. It could be for any item.
And then it just escalates immediately.
Wouldn't matter.
Is Jensen the only one amongst us who has had this magical, I will fight you chicken sandwich?
I have not.
You guys all should go get it. It's very good.
But do we have to fight?
I mean, I'm down.
Is that part of it?
I mean, I would bring a shiv. Yeah, if that's well, what, like a prison-made shiv.
I don't not bring a shiv right, when
anywhere.
I go to the drive-thru.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dave also had a bite. He just had one bite of a listener's.
Which is disgusting.
What?
Which I've said is disgusting, yeah.
So.
He has sworn to me it was the first bite, but I don't know if I believe
buy
him.
That either.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. How were your weekends?
Good.
Yeah, I had a good time. Mostly just relaxing.
I mostly just tried to get my Disney Plus to work. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. With as much as I talked about Disney Plus, I would think they'd come over and be like, can we help you set it up?
Hand deliver.
Sorry about that. Yeah, nightmare. I had to go to a friend's house yesterday to watch The Mandalorian because there's no way I was watching it on a phone or a computer.
All right, take it easy.
Upset.
I sent her a screen cap of her complaining about not being able to watch it, and the very next tweet was from Disney Plus talking about The Mandalorian.
Are you about to watch The Mandalorian? No, I wish I was. It was a bummer. But hopefully I'll have that fixed this week.
Is it with your account or is it with...
Oh,
like...
no. Account's fine. Right. I can log on. I can watch everything on my computer, on my phone. I can't mirror it to my TV. Trust me. I went through everything. And people were sending me all the same forums that I had looked at since Thursday. Like,
sure.
Oh, all you need to do is put it in a different HDMI. We don't know why, but somehow that seems to be a workaround. Nope. None of it.
Not for you.
None of it at all. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't have a whole day planned of just laying on my couch watching it. It was fine.
You'll never know what the world is according to Jeff Goldblum, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I didn't care about that at all. No, it was Mandalorian, and I'm not going to lie, Noelle. I was going to watch a Christmas movie,
too.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
What a shock.
We went to a dinner on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We were told this is the first time in 30 years.
That I remember, yeah.
Yeah, that the morning show team was sent to a dinner all together with the with our execs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Weatherby and the Intercom people.
Yeah. And it was...
I don't know. Fetterman? Do we call him by name on the show?
He has no idea what Fetterman does.
Weatherby only is called Weatherby because we used to say his regular name, and he's like, hey, I have a reputation. So we changed it from Weatherly to Weatherby.
Yes.
Yeah. That was our answer.
For it was real good.
Yeah, thank you.
Real stealth. Mm-hmm.
So then we went to a bar. I don't remember which bar it was. Do you remember, Ellie?
I'm not saying the bar because
I don't know
what you're going to say.
The first one. Oh, I'm going to say what happened.
Are you?
Beauty in Essex?
I mean, I have
That was
to.
The dinner. Are you, though?
I mean, I have to.
Really?
But don't I?
I would not.
I know, but...
I absolutely would not.
Right. But I will. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So we left...
Goddamn Kevin.
So we left dinner and we went to a bar. And then...
Dinner was great.
Yeah, dinner was
it's
great.
It's worth talking about. Yeah,
that
very
was
good.
Great. Mm-hmm.
So then we went to a bar and we had some drinks. And Allie's like, this is okay, but it's not my bar. We need to go to my bar. That's my drunk Allie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Coming from you.
Right? And so then we go to her bar. Uh-huh. Let's not say what it was. How about
no,
that?
No, okay. We will definitely not say.
Nearby?
It's a place that I would still like to go to.
Right, which may or may not be standing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so drinking 101, I always make fun of people for.
Real quick, I do want to. I left.
Yes, you left.
The parents left. Our executives left.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, move on.
I had
a baby to get home to. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, by the way, you're lucky. You're the lucky one. So we get to Allie's bar, and drinking 101 is when you're drinking. You don't necessarily feel as drunk as you're going to in 30 minutes. It takes a while for it to get into your system. So drinking 101 fail is, hey, I don't feel that bad. I'm going to have another drink. Hey, I don't feel that bad. I'm going to have another drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really give it the time that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one point where I asked Allie if she would go up. There was a band there, and they were taking a break. We're taking a 15-minute break.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll sing I Love Rock and Roll, I'll drum. We'll just walk up to their equipment.
Oh my God.
And we'll just take over. And that sounded like the best idea ever because, you know, we were a few in. So Allie gets up and walks over to the band, and I don't know what that conversation was.
The guy was like, are you kidding? No. No, absolutely not. You aren't going to. And I was like, no, that's cool. Okay. All right. So do you come here a lot?
Just a straight up conversation.
She was like,
She pitched them. She's like, just let us use your equipment. We'll be good.
I mean, you're taking a break. We'll buy your drinks while you're taking a break. He's like, we get our drinks for free. Yeah. Okay.
So it's a 15-minute break. And then as soon as Allie stopped talking to them, they went right back and got on the instruments and started playing again, I think as a preventative measure.
Yeah, nerves.
Yeah.
Allie, in the meantime, came back to the table, and I felt like it's possible that I should go to the restroom right now.
Oh, no.
It's possible because I'm not. But do I need to? Probably. Maybe I should.
Top, not bottom is what I'm assuming.
Oh, dear.
What? Huh?
Top, not bottom.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The top spigot. So. Yeah. I waited.
Spigot it was.
And then I started thinking, oh, man, I really should have gone to the.
You barfed there.
Projectile.
Just. It was like, you know those giant silos that hold ICBMs?
Yeah. I didn't know where it was like. Coming from.
I didn't either. I don't know how it's possible.
I will tell you this. This is how bad the first puke was.
First puke?
Yeah. I called my ex-boyfriend, and I'm like, you got to come get me. What? My ex-boyfriend!
But you had an Uber. You didn't need somebody to have someone come get you.
Yeah, but I still wanted
to. Okay, all right.
You know?
Yeah. So,
hello.
You know the silos that hold the ICBM?
Yes.
And then when the ICBM launches, it's just that's what it was.
I mean, you were like.
It was a yak ICBM.
The Exorcist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something.
And.
How many times do you think that happened?
Well, I know how many times. It was three straight.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And by the way, the first one was my body weight. Mm-hmm. I don't understand where it was stored.
Right.
But, man.
Mostly just the drinks that you had?
Mostly.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was a smidge of dinner.
Okay.
May I add something
Please.
Without giving the bar away?
No, I'd like as many witnesses as possible.
Carpeted bar.
Oh. Yeah.
Carpeted, yes. Good point. Yeah. Very good point.
Yeah. Wait, did you have to deal with them?
Not until right now, probably.
No, so they didn't even know that you projectile vomited?
Oh, no. Please. Everyone knew that. Dave, come on now.
Did everyone run?
No. Because.
Oh, I leapt out of the way.
Yeah, Allie did.
I was like, I literally leapt out of the way because I was
afraid
it was going to hit me.
Did you see him getting sick? And
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting sick, but it really happened really quickly. So I was like, oh, maybe I should. I thought I should get up and go to the bar.
Dave, do you have something you
want? Just to spray the picture.
What? To spray the picture?
Yes. Think of the scene of Team America.
Oh, right.
And where they're just vomiting everywhere. Yeah. So at least after his 3 pounds of vomit, it started to smell.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. We don't need that for God's sake. All right.
So it started to smell. So, yes, you were gone by this point. So I had to get the cups of water that we had and just douse the carpet with it. And then we just.
Watering the carpet.
Yeah. And so then we just scoot over to the right. We're like, skirt. And then we're like, all right, cool. Everyone good? All right, let's bounce. We're out. So, Allie, have fun with your new bar.
My favorite bar.
So this was the thought process. And then what happened? It was like, maybe I should go to the
City.
And then how in the hell did.
again. Yes. And the waiter, no waiter, no one ever said, like, smells like pot over here?
I mean, it was not really. I mean, it all happened within 6 seconds, I think.
And then did you go home or did you regroup?
What? I was like, this place looks like it just went through Hurricane Katrina. This is not.
This is because you guys were pouring water all over the carpet.
Unbelievable. No, I mean, I wish.
Wait, tell me, did you then go home or were you still up for the fight?
Oh, no, I actually felt a little better.
That's what happens when you throw up everything.
And I lost 12 pounds. How about that? Yeah. It was a pretty good weight loss. So, no, I couldn't actually stand up and walk yet. Mm-hmm. So we sort of waited to the side for a little bit until, I was really.
Yeah, no, I get it, man.
I don't know if you heard the three-part thing earlier.
The vomiting?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
So waited for a little bit. And then when I stood up, I was like, okay, we need to leave the scene quickly. So I went outside, got an Uber, and the whole way home, I was like, don't throw up, 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 don't throw up. And I didn't.
Nice. Good for you.
The whole way home.
The bar doesn't like hearing that theory.
We should mention to the listener, we had a scheduled day off Friday. Yes. We didn't have to take the day off because Daddy got sick.
Right. Do not call me Daddy. That is in the past. So here's all I'm going to say to wrap up this beautiful story.
Uh-huh.
I want to smell it.
What? Is that it?
That's not it. Oh, okay. I mean,
that shouldn't be it.
It's very close to
making
it.
Me sick.
Had to leave my shoes outside when I went.
Oh my God, I can't. This is a grown ass man. This is not like.
And I've had drinks before. It's not my first time.
Like trying to get into a frat.
I had to leave my shoes outside.
Chunks?
I mean, how graphic do you need it to be?
I'm not going to lie.
First thing I did on Friday morning was I went and looked at my boots that I was wearing.
And I was like,
I better not have puke on my boots.
Mm-hmm. No, my shoes took it all.
Oh, thank
no
God.
Worries.
I can't
they were up for
Kevin
it.
Kevin has puke shoes.
It
I
was,
can't right now.
They're still
I can't.
Outside.
This is insane. You might want to toss them.
I might just want to toss them.
Yeah, you might want to.
So that's that. Good times. That happened.
There's actually audio of the incident.
Oh, really? You have audio of the incident?
it's more like a missile, though. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't a continuous thing. It was projectile. It was projectile, and it was. There's no possible way any human being on this planet could projectile that much.
Yeah. I can't believe no one got
once and then twice and then three times.
No one got any shrapnel except your
shoes.
Oh,
I got all the shrapnel.
Right.
Ugh. Oh dear.
It was. It's a good time.
So you feel good about telling that story?
Look, it happened. What are you going to do?
Do you have guys' night out the next night?
Yes.
Did you drink
Friday night? Yes, you have to. What are you thinking? No, what are you thinking?
He said you have to.
What's the answer when something like that happens? You got to keep hair of the dog.
Well said, Kevin.
Thank you. Yeah, so then we played poker till like midnight.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What the hell is that smell?
Oh, Doc.
Just explained it. We have K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 2 tickets at 6:15, so about a half hour from now.
So early.
For those poor suckers that have to get up at this time.
Yeah, let's celebrate them.
We're going to do that. We're going to give away those tickets. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have Eliza Schlesinger on the show. Love her. She's got a new special out we'll tell you about.
You can say that at any point of the year. She has a new special coming out.
That's true.
You can just say it at any time.
That is true.
Jen and Cody will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour to review a week 11 of the NFL. Your strangest coworkers, and because it's Monday, we've got great news, which was not my last story. I'll tell you that. That was not great news. I mean, I don't think what happened was scientifically possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
You're such a disease.
Yeah, well...
How do you feel now?
Great.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, because you were sick for a bit.
Yeah.
So I was just concerned that going that hard and then losing half your body weight would make you kind of lethargic, maybe not feel good, this week we'd be like, uh-oh, Kevin's sick again.
No, I felt pretty good Friday morning.
Well, I'm hearing from back office rumors that Friday, when you got to Boys Night Out.
Uh-huh, Guys Night Out.
Boys Night Out, when you got there, it made you looked like peak it, that you looked maybe...
I had just been through a war, so it was... So I may have not looked my best.
But you did it.
But felt decent.
Did you get buzzed?
Saturday felt great. Sunday felt great. Sickness gone. That's the key.
That is the key.
I was sick last week.
Okay, so just drink obscene amounts of alcohol.
Yes, and then you
throw up your body weight.
Then you yak out the sickness.
Okay.
New song, yak out the sickness.
Did you get buzzed on Friday night?
Buzzed, yeah.
Like drunk.
Oh, on Friday night. Yes, buzzed. Okay. But only buzzed. I was very careful.
Yes. His days, have you noticed? Like, he's getting very confused with the days. Buzzed. I was hammered. Did you not hear the story?
Oh, Friday.
No, that was Thursday.
Friday. Got it. Okay, yep. Friday. Different. Yeah. Right.
That actually worked out pretty well.
Okay. All right. How'd you do poker-wise?
I did pretty well. Yeah. Oh, it was fun. It was a good night.
I'm nervous
really
that this
night.
Is going to become your good luck charm.
Yeah.
Before Thursday I play poker night, every day, I vomit on carpet.
Allie is here with our first look at what's happening.
In between the yakking and the guys' night out, were you able to see any movies this weekend?
I was.
Okay.
It was a very active weekend.
It really
do you
was.
Remember the movie you saw?
I do. It was Midway.
Oh.
Because I love war movies for the same reason that hospital shows or police shows, there's inherent
drama. You just go see all of them.
Drama.
You had just been through a war, you had mentioned.
Right.
Your own Midway.
I just wanted to watch another Midway.
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
I did. I liked it a lot.
Excellent.
Yeah. I saw Honey Boy.
Oh. That's the other one I wanted to see.
The Shia LaBeouf film. I like it. His father, real garbage can.
Yeah. Really emotional.
Yeah. Real garbage can of a man.
I can't wait to see that movie. Well, Disney's Ford versus Ferrari zoomed past competitors at the box office. I'm just reading it. It's not mine. Okay. Mm-hmm. It came in number one. Snagged $31 million for first place at the box office. If you don't know what that movie is, it's Christian Bale and Matt Damon, and they're talking about it being a real Oscar contender. The story follows American car designer Carol Shelby, played by Matt Damon, and British driver Ken Miles, played by Bale. And they basically, it's the drama ripped from the headlines from the 1966 24-hour Le Mans competition. Is it Le Mans? Le Mans.
It's the Mugs.
What if I was like, it's the Le Mans competition.
I've been there 15 times, Mugs is like,
I love the Le Mans. Ford roundly beat Ferrari. That's the spoiler,
guys. Did you
just
spoil it?
What?
No, everybody knows that. Everyone's like, wait, how could an American car beat this?
I didn't know that.
Wonderful?
Is this in the news?
Oh, my God. It's like one of the biggest car stories ever. You know that, right?
I didn't know he won. And now I feel like I don't even need to see it.
Oh. My dad had a Shelby. Maybe that's why I know.
Didn't know.
Those are cool cars, by the way.
They are, agreed.
Ruined it.
Vroom, vroom. So that came in first. Midway came in second. Charlie's Angels came in third. Playing with Fire, fourth. And Last Christmas, rounding out the top five.
That Charlie's Angels was a bomb.
Charlie's Angels, $8.6 million. I think a budget like $55 million.
Yeah, it's a low estimate.
We pay pretty close attention to this kind of stuff. I barely heard about that.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah.
Not a lot of attention. Other than when Lana Del Rey came in, she said she had a song.
Yes, right.
Other than that, I heard nothing.
Yeah. Oh, we'll just say maybe the marketing wasn't quite what
That's
you would
what
think.
That's what I'm saying is we would have heard it.
Yeah. Joker, guys. Joker crossed the $1 billion mark in global ticket sales over the weekend, making it the first R-rated film in history to do so.
I did also see that.
Again?
What? No, I had never seen it. That was my first time. I forgot I saw it.
What?
Oh,
it's kind of forgettable. But I had a good time. I mean, listen, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, quite.
That's what you're looking for. It was too long for you.
Yes, very long. And
quite
I'm not,
the review.
I'm also not shocked that I forgot.
Okay.
I like it.
I think it's crazy that it came out October 4th and it has crossed the $1 billion mark.
Wow, that is a miracle.
It previously broke the record for the biggest October opening weekend in movie history when it bagged $93.5 million. Across its first 3 days in wide release. So that is that's the first R-rated movie to cross the $1 billion mark. Who's trailing behind that movie? Do you know other R-rated huge movies?
Well, Hangover did very well.
That is not on the top four.
Deadpool's very good.
Deadpool 1 and 2, close behind, $785 million and $782 million, respectively. But you're missing the one that just trails Joker.
Oh.
R-rated. By the way, were there kids in the theater when you saw Joker? Yeah, there were tons in mine, too. Yeah. Not a kid's.
Like, no worries. How kids?
Like,
on, kids.
Six
yeah.
to eight? Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Too young.
Not a Batman movie.
What are we missing? Over $1 billion.
I will say, no, didn't make over a billion, but close.
Close.
$828 million. Can I give you the year? Maybe that'll help
give
you?
Yeah, give me a year.
2003.
Oh.
Is it a...
Elf!
No! Although I feel like it should be, but not an R-rated.
Is it the one with the blue people?
Avatar's
Avatar?
Not R-rated. Yes. No. Not R-rated.
No.
No, I don't know.
I'm going to give you a visual clue. It's not going to help out the
there's
listener.
There's something about Mary? No,
but,
that's not true. That's okay.
Ew, I would not give you that
I
visual.
Thought you were going to give me that.
Like the hair?
I thought you were
okay,
give that.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, not how it got to the hair.
Okay.
Got it. No, here's my visual.
Okay.
Oh, Matrix.
Yeah!
Very
it's
cool.
Matrix Reloaded.
It was either Matrix or Bernie Lomax Weekend of Bernie's, which she was just doing.
It was
she
tough to
sort of leaned back and sort of swayed.
I was going Bernie for a second, and then you jumped in.
Yeah, couldn't tell. Couldn't
tell. The Matrix Reloaded made $828 million around the world in 2003.
Right.
It's madness. It's madness.
A lot of money.
Some birthdays for you. Kirk Hammett, lead guitarist for Metallica. David Ortiz.
My Big Poppy.
Or as my mother says... Big Puppy, and we will never correct her.
You shouldn't.
It's so cute.
Let her have Big Puppy.
Oh, did you see Big Puppy? Was it that game? I did, Mama. I did. Damon Wayans Jr., Kevin Nealon, Owen Wilson, and Chloe Sevigny. And
we're going to tell you when to call to get your tickets for night number two of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas in about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. So that's a big deal.
Yep.
All right, we'll give those tickets away. I found over the weekend on one of my favorite little websites, Ask Reddit, which is where people just send in questions and you have to answer them. It's really the only good thing on Reddit. I found the greatest question, and it really got me thinking. The question was, what is something that is perfectly legal that feels illegal when you're doing it?
Perfectly legal feels illegal.
Like you, like it's definitely, there's nothing wrong with it, but when you're doing it, you get that weird, sneaky suspicion that you hope no one sees or you hope you don't get caught. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'll kick it off.
Okay.
When I take more than one sample at Costco, like if someone's giving me samples and then I go for a second
one. Do you like turn your baseball hat around and act like a different person?
Yeah, I put on glasses. I'm like, those look good. And then I just take one. But I always feel like a sneaky suspicion of guilt.
Mm-hmm. You probably should. I mean, I don't think
they
want to get
wrong.
Out to.
They don't
care. Agreed.
Yeah, they don't care.
It just must feel weird.
Sure.
There's one on the list that you sent out that I was like, oh, that's me. And I won't even do it. It's if I have to go to the bathroom really bad on a road trip, whatever, I will go in and buy one stick of beef jerky to use their bathroom. Right. I will not.
By the way, suspicious item to buy, but yeah.
It is. But road trip, you always have beef jerky, no?
Because bathrooms are for customers?
Yeah, bathrooms for customers. So if I have to go and use the bathroom, I'll be like, ooh, look at this gum. And then I'll be like, do you have a bathroom? Great.
Really? You buy it before?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, a bathroom usage is worth a dollar. That seems
what
like
I'm
a
saying.
Fair
it is,
trade.
But I'm saying what?
And
don't,
I
why?
Know it's not illegal to use that bathroom without buying something, but it's Catholic guilt. It's
okay,
gotta be.
Here's another one. You ready? I have something in a bag that I bought from somewhere, and I'm going into a store that sells that same thing.
Oh, you totally stole it.
That's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Like immediately, I'm like, oh, I hope they don't think I took this, or if I like, I'm holding
you're like
something.
Holding a bag so everyone can see it. It's in here already.
That always happens with waters. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll have a water, and then you'll walk into, like, you know, like a gas station or something, and they have the same water, and you're like, I bought this before I brought this in. Like, that feeling, I should feel confident.
You're like, check the tape, you guys. Check the tape. I brought it.
Have you ever said to the person there, I'm bringing in this water. This is my water.
No,
how am I supposed to? I mean,
to me, that gives the sneak, that like, the guilt's on you immediately. Oh, this water's mine. Like, immediately, they're like, why would he yell that out?
This is really dumb, but if you ever go to the East Coast, and they have toll roads.
Oh, yes.
And they have a little thing that you can put at the top of your car that it's like a sensor.
Yeah,
that
we have
you don't
that. Have
to
something
stop.
Like that here. Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You can just drive straight through.
Yeah, and you hear a little beep or something that tells you. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a beep or anything. I clench my beehole every time. Like, oh my God, did I just do something illegal? I don't know if this thing works. Like, if I rent a car and I'm back east, I'll be like, oh my God, I just got away with $1. And I feel nervous. It's insanity.
I'll tell you, mine is going into a store, and then as you're leaving, beep, beep, beep. That
alarm
goes off.
The alarm.
I just keep on walking.
But
you're
I mean, did you steal something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, I just keep
kind of a key element.
No, I didn't steal even a little bit.
Didn't steal anything.
No.
Mr. Okay. Puke Shoes over there.
But when it goes off, aren't like don't most people like stop and go, oh, I'm sorry.
But at this point,
pull the receipt out. You're like, no, everything in here I bought.
Nah, I just keep walking.
Okay.
And no one's ever once even just walked to the door and said, hey, excuse me. No one has ever once done that.
No, it's same with car alarms nowadays. People just go, they're on.
So my thing is they want me to do that.
So now you do steal.
Yes.
Okay.
Mugs?
All right.
Well, this kind of is based off historical occurrences, but on Thursday night, I went to the weed store, and I came out with, like, a plethora of goodies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I felt guilty.
Oh,
Like, oh, my God, I got to get to my car because if a cop sees me, he's going to stop me and confiscate
this. You were walking and doing a bong hit also. Yeah. It's probably part of the issue.
Giant bong.
I forgot about that part.
I thought of another one. When you're at the market and there's, like, a bunch of bananas on, like, a bunch, you know, and you take, because you can just buy one.
Right. But who does that?
I do.
You just buy one banana?
Well, or two or something. I'm saying, like, I don't need all five, so I'll take a couple off.
No one can eat five bananas in, like, a week. That's impossible.
They have those in the bunch, and so I take them off, and then I go up and I buy those. But I always feel like I'm doing something wrong. Yeah.
I buy a grape.
One grape, please. Oh, it's Puke Shoes. He's back. He wants one grape.
Give him whatever he wants, so he'll leave.
Puke Shoes loves grapes.
I also, when I've locked myself out of my house and had to break into my house, that also always feels illegal.
Your own house.
No, yes, that's an important key element to it. But yes, I definitely.
But that's more like if someone sees me, they'll think that of me. You don't feel like.
I do. I go like, oh, like I almost feel like I'm like, are they home?
You know what? I do this all the time. If I pay for a valet and you do it like at a counter and then you pay the valet tip on there with a credit card, no matter what, I always say to the valet driver, I always go, I paid with the tip on the credit card. I just want you to know that I'm not cheap. I just don't have cash. I hope that's cool. Every time I do it, it's just a loser
move.
It's
what cheap people do, too.
Like, but I do it. Oh, I do actually.
I also
got to carry cash.
On a vacation, I'll say, I'll get you later at the end of the week.
And then you leave midweek.
I do
that too. I do that in Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
In Vegas all the time. It's like, I only have a 20. I don't have a 1.
Right.
I want the guy to go, it's my last day. I won't get any of the tip you're giving them. I need it today. Kevin running to an ATM.
So we're cheap bastards is what we're learning.
That's clearly.
A little bit. We're saying.
We're giving away tickets.
Yes, we are. The K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas sold out night number 2. Mm-hmm. If you want to call now, the number is 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. We have tickets right now for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas night number 2, which is sold out.
Yeah, it's the only way you can get them.
The only way you can get them is to play this game. And this game is easy.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Mr. Announcer Man.
Ho, ho, ho! It's not Mr. Announcer Man. It's Santa Announcer.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho. Santa Announcer?
No, he left out the A. It's Santa Announcer.
Santa Announcer.
A little early for Santa to come out.
Allie's not getting anything for Christmas this year.
All right, okay.
Santa Announcer?
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take bands from night 2.
I usually explain the game, but go ahead.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have Santa Announcer explain the game.
Thank you very much, Pukey. What we're going to do is we're going to...
He knows everything. Naughty list.
See?
We're going to play an artist. I mean, maybe you should have explained this, Kevin.
I was doing way better.
What we're going to do is we're going to play for you an artist that's playing night number 2 of the K-Rock Absolute Acoustic Christmas. And all you have to do is identify that artist. However, we'll be playing it backwards.
Good
craziness.
Oh, that,
because
that's
it's hard.
That's the hardest game in the world.
Happy
otherwise,
he did that.
It sounds easy, but when you say backwards,
right, Allie.
That is hard.
All right. Who are we starting with?
We have Marissa from Simi Valley. She's a union local president.
Hey, Marissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready for the hardest game in the world?
I am so ready.
All right, we're going to play it twice for you backwards. Here we go.
Something is not working here. Hold on.
Hold on. The machine is malfunctioning.
Oh, no.
Machine malfunctioned.
Let's act like we played it.
What?
Oh, no.
Mr. Announcer Man, can you pull him up on your end? We have a frozen.
I will try. Let's see if this works.
We have a frozen machine.
There we go.
We got it.
All right,
started
the machine
working.
Started working. Marissa, okay. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Live radio, baby.
Here you go.
Yeah, the best. One more time.
Oh my God. I would say
Yeah.
Oh, mine of Monsters and Men.
No. What are you doing?
The 1975.
Oh, just at the end. Jeez. We really gave her hope.
Sorry, Marissa. Next up, we have Kayla. She's in the LBC, and she's a student at senior at resident. Oh, she's a. Well, it's written all weird up here.
What's happening to Santa?
Wow.
She's a senior at Renaissance High School in Long Beach. Huzzah!
Santa doesn't know anything.
My bad. I'm drunk.
Kayla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Listen, I wouldn't have blamed her for hanging up at that point. All right, here's your band backwards twice. Good luck.
Nem Nezer Snomva.
One more time.
Nem Nezer Snomva.
Of Monsters and Men.
Of Monsters and Men.
Yay! Nicely done.
Way to go, Kayla!
Hey, what school does she go to again?
Shut up, Allie. Next up, we have Ronnie. He's a union carpenter.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, how's it going?
How do you think the game's going so far?
Oh, man, that thing sounds hard. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, it might be the hardest game in the world. All right, so you ready?
Yes,
we're going to play it twice. Here we go. One more time.
Oh, man, that's a hard one. Let's see.
They're all hard.
It's the hardest game.
I'll go for the 1975. I'll guess.
Lovely the Band.
See, a good clue if you're playing is if we've done the name so far, we're probably not going to repeat it.
Oh, pretty judgy right here now.
Just saying.
Allie, don't give away all the secrets.
Next up, we have Michelle. She's calling from Buena Park, and she analyzes contracts.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Still, yeah. No, we know.
One more time.
Still, yeah. No, we know.
This is the hardest game in the world. Is that 21 Pilots?
Yes. 21 Pilots. What?
Pretty great.
Nicely done. How did she do that?
She's a contract analysis.
Next up, we have David from Anaheim, and he works for the Catholic Church. How are those priests doing?
Hail
Satan.
Wow. David, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Snus Netterfnum.
Snus
Netterfnum. What is it?
Matt Mason.
Oh. Mumford and Sons.
Oh, he heard the M.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Next, we have Angel from Santa Monica. Hey, I put an angel on top of my tree.
Good one.
It's a great story. Hey, Angel.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Ready.
It's the hardest game in the world, if I could remind you. Okay, here we go. One more time.
The Racketeers?
The Interrupters.
Oh, close, though.
Real close. They both had the.
Close.
Next up, we have Ramon from Whittier. He's a high school biology teacher.
Good morning, Ramon.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How do you think the game is going?
Really hard.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
It's the hardest game, though. Okay, here you go. Twice backwards.
Sruhnikarud. Sruhnikarud.
I'm going to go for the Raconteurs.
You
the
got
The Raconteurs.
Nicely done.
All right.
Three of them. One more. We got time for one more?
Armando from Newport Beach. He's an analyst.
Hello?
Oh.
He's backing up.
Armando, you okay?
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm
clear.
Good.
Boom. <It's here>. Are you in a hospital right now? Okay, Armando, you ready?
Go for it.
Here it is twice.
Nassim Tam. Nassim Tam.
This process of elimination, that's going to be Cat Carson.
Who?
Cat Carson?
Wait.
Sorry.
No,
yeah.
No, I made that up.
Who
are you saying?
Matt Carson, sorry.
He's saying Matt Mason.
I mean... I mean, that is the hardest one, but I said Casey.
Matt?
I think Mason. I think we can't.
All right.
I think we can't.
Armando.
I'm so sorry.
You suck, Armando.
No, that's not the point.
Oh, I mean, that was a close one.
It was a close one, yeah.
All right. We have three, right?
Yep. see who's going to night number two of the sold-out K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Hey, Mr. Announcer Santa?
Yeah.
What high school does Kayla go to?
Renaissance High School.
Right. Nicely done.
Celebrate
there,
Kayla, because you won.
Congrats, Kayla.
Oh, my God, I won?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness.
We will see you on night two. Thanks for playing the game.
Oh, my God, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Okay.
So far, I feel like she can do no wrong. So far, she's on it. Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
It's a new song called Everything I Wanted on the world famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:37 and time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
Board man jailed for making dozens of burping calls to 911.
Oh, no.
28-year-old man Reese Pilot, who burped down the phone line on dozens of 911 calls because he was bored, has been sentenced to jail.
How long? How long do you get for doing that?
Well, it wasn't just that.
Oh, okay.
The 28-year-old sat with folded arms as he appeared in a video leak from his sentencing, and they said that he had made 13 nuisance calls, is what they call them, on the 24th of September, and 19 more 3 days later.
Right.
So then, she said that the calls were easily distinguished, this is the 911 operator, as being made by the defendant as he was, quote, audibly belching down the phone line.
911, what's your emergency?
I mean, come on. Right?
It's a pretty good
911, run. 911, where's your emergency? 911, what's the location of the emergency?
I mean, my whole family's perishing in a fire, but this jackass is calling to burp.
That's why the judge gave him 28 weeks, because he's like, you're wasting
valuable emergency
time.
Good for the
time.
Judge. Mm-hmm.
Reckless driver told cops he was racing home after, quote, cheating on his wife.
Well,
okay,
I get it.
A Florida man pulled over on Sunday night for driving recklessly told police that he needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife. That was his excuse.
I mean,
I've been cheating. I really need to get home quickly.
Yeah, like I said, I was at dinner, but it took too long.
Yes.
So,
She's been texting or whatever.
Wow.
I got to get home fast.
Cops report that Gene Earl Pickard, 22, was behind the wheel of a 2015 Honda that was going in excess of 90 miles per hour in a 55 zone.
He was really cheating.
When he was stopped by the police around 7:30 p.m., he said, I was recklessly driving and endangering because I needed to get home in a hurry because I was cheating on my wife.
Yeah.
So then they busted him for reckless driving, a misdemeanor. But when cops searched him, they found a baggie of crack cocaine in his shirt pocket. And he said, and I only paid $50 for it.
Oh,
so it was a bargain?
He was bragging about it.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
Seems like a chill bro.
Dragon Girl, 24. I believe we've talked about her before. Mm-hmm. She calls herself Dragon Girl. She spent over $37,000 modifying her body, and she went blind for 3 weeks after tattooing her eyeballs blue.
No.
That is insane to me. She spent $37,000 modifying her body. She says that it's the latest in the body modification, including 200 tattoos. And by the way, she only spent $37,000.
That's as good of a deal.
Of
yeah, it's a good deal, like the crack was.
Exactly, 200 tattoos on her body. She had her tongue split and her earlobes were stretched.
A split tongue.
Blue-haired Amber also said that she got a boob job, a cheek and lip filter, and pointed implants placed in her ears.
Oh,
why pointed?
She wants to be a dragon.
I guess so. She calls herself the blue-eyed white dragon. She first developed her bizarre fascination with extreme body modification at 16 and said the eyeball job was just the most dangerous procedure, but it had been done before.
I have seen it. It's crazy.
Where they put it?
Yeah, it's just ink, and it just goes all inside your eye. So all of the white part of your eye is whatever color.
Yeah,
A lot of people do black.
I'm looking at it now, and
it's blue.
It looks, yeah, like markered in.
It's crazy.
It seems poor. It seems bad.
Right.
Yeah.
She says, I can't even describe to you what the feeling is like. Yeah, we all know. You're tattooing your eye.
Yeah, we can guess.
That hurts your skin, let alone your eye. She says, the best advice I could give you is to not do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So that's
pretty good advice.
Very nice of her.
What is the nature of your emergency?
Oh.
And finally, three Indiana judges suspended after White Castle brawl that left two wounded.
Oh, no.
These are judges. They were in town for a judge conference back in May, and they were drinking heavily the night before. Maybe they were at the bar we went to.
They might have been.
Hope that place isn't carpeted.
Before the judicial conference, they tried to visit a strip club called the Red Garter.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't allowed in.
Because they were too drunk?
Yes. I'm drunk at the beat and never get let into a strip club.
Especially one called the Red Garter.
Right. So they did the right thing. They went to a White Castle.
Sure.
That's the next move.
Uh-huh.
Is you go to the White Castle. But the female judge, as a car was driving by and honking, the female judge flipped him off.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Right? So then this car stops, turns around, they get out, they start throwing blows, and two guys get shot.
Jeez.
It's the most these are judges.
Oh, my.
Gun violence erupts overnight. Five people are shot during a three-hour period. And tonight, IMPD is investigating each case. First, two Southern Indiana judges are recovering after they were shot during some sort of altercation outside of a White Castle restaurant in downtown Indianapolis. IMPD says it happened in the parking lot of the White Castle on West South Street around 3:30 this morning. Police say witnesses inside the restaurant told them that they heard an argument outside before those shots were fired, hitting Clark's Circuit Court Judges Andrew Adams and Brad Jacobs. IMPD says the judges are visiting Indianapolis from Clark County for a conference. Jacobs and Adams are both stable after surgery. Police say Jacobs, Adams, and two other people had visited several restaurants and bars last night and into this morning. When they could not get into a bar at 3 a.m., they went to White Castle. Officers say a car pulled into the parking lot, and when the people inside got out, they got into an argument with the judges, and a fight started. That's when the shooting happened. Police say the shooter drove away.
Did you notice the changes in that story? Is there was no, she flipped him off.
Yeah.
And both judges were guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, there was three, and one was the girl. She's the one that flipped him off.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are the guys, and then the car pulls over, and the four of them start throwing down, and the guy shoots him. He shoots two of the judges.
Yeah, we know
not
that.
Not her.
Yeah.
So she flips him off. They also left out the Red Garter. They're like, oh, yeah, they tried to go to some bars.
Huh. You think they're protecting the judges?
Of course.
Okay,
oh,
all right.
They tried to go to a strip judges. Club. It was three judges now?
There's a penis and a sickle.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, let's break this down.
Do you have all the paperwork?
There were always three judges.
Okay, I thought all there were only two
there
judges.
There were always three. Two got shot. There were always three.
Okay.
They tried to go to the strip club.
Yes.
And the female judge flipped off the car.
Yes.
The car pulled over.
Okay.
Gets in a fight, but I did think
with
you said
two
all
male
four
judges.
Of them at that point.
No, the two guys in the car and two male judges.
It was the neighbor?
Everybody except for the flip-off.
So she got away safe.
She got away completely safe.
But the neighbor blindfolded them.
Yes, and they were married.
911, what's your emergency? I'm not going to lie. That's pretty impressive.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, Eliza joins us.
Yeah.
Love her so much. And coming up next is great news right now. What's happening, Allie?
What?
Huh?
All right, I'll explain.
Please. no, next
what
story.
What if I just left it there? All right, moving on.
And the celebrity birthdays.
Nicolas Cage. What?
That's high praise.
Is going on.
I have not heard this.
Nicolas Cage is in talks to play himself in a new metadrama about Nicolas Cage that pays homage to other Cage films like Leaving Las Vegas, Face Off, and Gone in 60 Seconds. The movie is titled The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It's reportedly has a bunch of twists and turns. The main character, Nicolas Cage, is at his wit's end trying to land a role in the latest Tarantino flick while attempting to patch things up with his teenage daughter and overcome mountains of debt. The fictional Cage has internal conversations with the 90s movie star version of himself,
okay,
who then ridicules his flailing film career. So it's fake Nicolas Cage playing, but it's real Nicolas Cage playing a fake Nicolas Cage talking to real 90s Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
What the hell? Things eventually take a national treasure-like twist, and the CIA enlists Cage to help bust up a drug kingpin. What? That you just add that in at the end.
There is a movie. Jean-Claude Van Damme did something like this. A great movie called JCVD, where he plays himself.
Oh, right.
And he gets caught up in like a bank robbery, but it's Jean-Claude Van Damme, a little bit of a fictionalized version of himself.
Was it being John Malkovich as well?
Sort of, yeah. Someone's playing John Malkovich. That works. I mean, he's playing himself, but a fictionalized version of it. Yeah, that works.
Okay. How do we feel about Nicolas Cage as an actor?
I love Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm. I love early Nicolas Cage.
I like any Nicolas Cage. I think mm-hmm. he's a gift to all of us.
Okay.
And his overacting is beautiful. The whole thing is, he's great.
The way
great.
He just chews at the scene.
He's the best. He's the best. You can depend on him always for a few laughs.
Okay.
Even when he's not trying.
Kevin?
I like the earlier movies.
Okay.
Hasn't been so good lately.
All right.
I mean, I don't know who's seeing the ones lately. They're like straight to cable in Dubai, but yes.
But we're all going to see this
Oh,
one.
Yeah. I mean, this is lining
sure.
up for.
For sure. So Bill Murray has signed on to play a reoccurring role in the Farrelly Brothers' new comedy series, The Now. It will be on the mobile device streaming service Quibi. It's going to have Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Daryl Hannah, Alyssa Milano, among others. And it's billed in a press release as a, quote, comedy that examines what exactly makes life worth living. They have so much money at Quibi.
Yes.
No kidding.
Because they have so many stars lining up to do these just little chunks,
like
chunklets.
Like a little 6 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to bring up chunks, Kevin. But it's insane to me. They recently announced they're working on new shows starring Kiefer Sutherland and Sophie Turner as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Murray.
They have Spielberg.
The Farrelly Brothers.
Guillermo
Spielberg.
Del Toro. They have everybody over there.
It is madness over there at Quibi. Mm-hmm. Madness.
It's going to be like $5.99 or something, right?
When does that launch?
April of next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have some time.
Too much TV.
All right.
Speaking of too much TV, I had no idea that this was even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently getting a ton of views. Have you heard about this Ashton Kutcher produced show called Going for Broke? That's on Crackle?
No. Are you making this up?
No. Okay. Here's the thing. The unscripted series is about personal debt, and it seems to really have hit a nerve with viewers because more than 44 million Americans are dealing with $1.5 trillion in federal student loan debt. And the show focuses on a bunch of L.A. people that are in debt.
Okay.
They already have 5 million views on Crackle. 5 million
wow.
views.
Just making this up.
Of this show. It's right here. It's real.
They're
going
just people at the
broke.
Crackle office just watching it all night, letting it run over and over.
5 million views on Crackle for a show I didn't even know existed. There's too much.
To be honest,
you guys.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought Crackle was out of business.
I thought Crackle was out of business when Jerry Seinfeld left with his comedians and cars
yeah,
getting
but
coffee.
It's still here. Sony owns it. The Air Force One is available to watch on Crackle.
The movie?
The Harrison Ford movie.
Wow. Get so off my plane.
Why so soon?
This is just, it's all weird.
Mm-hmm.
5 million
this
views
is
in
the
4 weeks on Crackle.
The episode of Going for Broke, 22 minutes. Violinist Miracle McKinney just wants to travel and play music, but massive amounts of student loan debt are clipping her wings.
I mean, it's a very interesting topic.
But is it just interview them about their debt?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh yeah, 5 million people definitely watched it.
4 weeks, 5 million views. That's bonkers, you guys.
Oh, that is crazy.
That is bonkers.
Okay, it's bonkers.
Bonkers. Coming up, we're going to talk to you a little bit about how you shouldn't go after your Postmates driver on Twitter if you're a celebrity. Because maybe bad things will happen down the line.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about, you know, spitting in your food. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's worse than that.
And not stuffing your food.
Okay.
Sorry, totally I'm watching different. Episodes of Going for Broke.
Okay, no problem. Some birthdays for you. Kevin Nealon, Kirk Hammett, David Ortiz, Damon Wayans Jr., Owen Wilson, and Chloe Sevigny.
If you watch the news, it can be extremely depressing. And that's why on Monday morning,
when you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I will start in South Africa. A journalist mocked a man for a KFC proposal. They were in a KFC restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He got down on one knee.
Uh-huh.
He asked her to marry him.
Aww.
And this was the tweet, and of course her account has now gone private. South African men are so broke they even propose at KFC.
Jeez. Ouch.
They have absolutely no class. I mean, who proposes at KFC?
That was her tweet.
Yes. Ooh. Followed with a laughing, crying face emoji.
Oh, dear.
So the internet can be a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of people read that, and the KFC in South Africa read that, and they said, we know who this couple is. We'd like to help them out. And the KFC in South Africa helped them, and then 224 other groups provided things for their wedding.
The floodgates opened.
Yes, it was incredible. Like they weren't, you know, that was just a proposal. So they set a date and they had people come through with the dress and the food and the location and everything else because everybody online was just saying, look.
Like these people are being shamed.
Yes, yeah. Look, they're in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who cares where they, you know, where they get engaged? It just makes no sense.
Do you have chicken fingers?
And the internet turned on this person and just said, you know what? We're going to make everything happen for this couple.
I love that I saw everything from, hey, you guys probably need a new kitchen. We would love to give you a new kitchen in your home. Everything from that to, do you have transportation to your wedding? We'd like to take care of that. That's unbelievable.
It really is sweet. It's a very sweet story, except for the woman who decided that she was going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the internet can turn in a very positive way.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
for
help
sure.
out. And that's my great news.
Well, everyone knows this song, right? I mean, you're going to be hearing a lot more of it with the Oscar-buzzing Tom Hanks movie on the horizon. And we'll I saw this and I just immediately thought, this is adorable, especially with a brand new baby in my life. But one UPMC Maggie Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh decided to celebrate the greatest children's entertainer, Mr. Rogers, in my opinion, last week on November 13th. You see, in addition to the 13th being World Kindness Day, which is a holiday Fred Rogers would have endorsed, it was also National Cardigan Day.
Oh.
Now, since Mr. Rogers might be the most iconic person ever sport in a cardigan, the hospital decided to celebrate both holidays in a very unique way, a very special way. Each baby patient that day that was born was dressed in a hand-knitted red Mr. Rogers cardigan, blue sneaker booties, and a graphic onesie displaying a tie and dress shirt.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? The cardigans and shoes were all hand-knitted by a hospital nurse named Caitlin Petchen, and you could only imagine how adorable these little babies looked. And to top it all off, the hospital invited the television pioneer's widow, Joanne Rogers, to the hospital for the surprise. And upon walking into the nursery to see all the little ones dressed like her husband of 51 years, she was absolutely delighted. And she was serenaded by hundreds of nurses to a piano rendition of her husband's most famous song, Won't You Be My Neighbor. She was delighted. Let's hear what she had to say.
Oh, well, I'm an old lady and I just love babies. It's an extraordinary day. It feels like a dream to me. It was a very important thing in his life when his children arrived.
And it just reminds me.
Was she in a disco?
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
She was.
It was later that night.
They interviewed her later that night. Okay. Yeah, she was actually at the Abbey. She's having a great time. People love her. So anyway, I thought it was very adorable that they would put these babies in the outfits of
so
the greatest.
Cute.
Isn't Mr. Rogers just the greatest? I know we're about to have a huge renaissance of him, mm-hmm. but he deserves it.
But I get all soapy. You know, soap suds all over me.
My favorite. Mm-hmm.
And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd squirt all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
Right.
So you were playing.
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
Right. Well,
see why he's so beloved.
Don't play that one for the babies. And that's my great news!
My story is about a man named Gordon Hartman that will never forget the day that he watched his daughter Morgan struggling to make friends and fit in at a public swimming pool. She is on the autism spectrum. She was 12 years old at the time, and it broke his heart to see his daughter unable to chat with the other kids, and then nobody wanted to play with her. So he just saw his daughter so sad, and he went home that day on a mission. He's like, you know what? I'm going to figure out a way that kids that have either autism or if they have other things, maybe they're in a wheelchair, maybe they have Down syndrome, a place where they can feel completely included. So what did he do? Oh, he just quit his job and in 2007 began construction on a $35 million theme park.
Wow.
3 years later, Morgan's Wonderland, his daughter's name is Morgan, was complete. Here's the thing. I had never heard about this place. It is unbelievable. The park is in San Antonio, ultra accessible, fully inclusive park. It's 25 ultra accessible attractions sprawled across 25 acres of inclusion. Wheelchair accessible Ferris wheel rides to catch and release fishing. A little bit of something for everybody. There's rides, there's playgrounds, there's everything. And from the beginning, anyone with special needs has been admitted free of charge, no questions asked. So he has this place, it's Morgan's Wonderland, and then he decided, well, this is going really good. He built it out, and now it's Morgan's Wonderland and Morgan's Inspiration Island. There's so much to do with this park, and here's just the way that they described it on the website that just made my heart burst. It is Morgan's fervent hope that everyone with a special need, young and old, healthy or ailing, introspective or outgoing, will be touched in a very special way by Morgan's Wonderland, because it's a shrine of inclusion, an oasis of friendship, and an unforgettable wonderland. It is so beautiful
that's amazing.
You can go to a place that you never thought was possible because it wasn't accessible to you in your wheelchair, or you have autism and you can't take loud noises, anything like that. There are certain areas for everybody at this place, which I just thought was amazing, and I wish there was one of these in every single state. But this one is in San Antonio, so if you want to head out there where it's, you know, kind of hot, not real close, but still super cool. It is Morgan's Wonderland, and that is my...
Just after 8, comedian Eliza will join us. Yeah. Very excited about that. Got a new special out. And then we will recap the NFL week as well. Right now, let's talk about strange coworkers.
Yeah, I've been following a friend of mine on Facebook and his adventures at his work. He's in sort of a normal office situation. And in their kitchen, they have, much like we do, cabinets above the sinks. Mm-hmm. And people put their kind of Tupperware in there after they've eaten from it and washed out. They leave it there. Or, you know, it's kind of like people keep bowls there for when they need
sure.
to eat.
Sure.
They've been having, for the past month, and he's been taking pictures of it and putting it on Facebook.
He's doing the right thing.
A guy goes in there that they work with, takes everything out of the cabinets and places them on the counter where the sink is, because he doesn't believe that your personal items should go in the cabinets. That should be for... condiments or salt and pepper.
Are there like, condiments and salt and pepper?
There's nothing else in there.
Well, then what's he doing?
Well, I guess he's leaving it open in case the possibility of those things pop up. Okay.
Is he in charge of it?
That's
no.
Weird.
He's not even in charge?
No, he has a desk near HR, but he's not in HR. He just has a desk near it. He's in something else that involves...
How weird.
So they've been basically testing it out after a couple days. Like, maybe he's the one. So they caught him at some point. And they asked him why he was doing it. And that's when he explained, I don't think anything should be up here. But so they called him into HR. So everyone was like, he can't just keep pulling our stuff out and putting it. He's doing it in an angry way. And so he said, okay, well, I guess I'll just leave it up there. I guess I'll just allow chaos to happen. And
oh my gosh.
And now some of their items are missing. Gone.
No.
That bastard.
So like he leaves it up there, but he's like taking one every once in a while and probably just like dumping it or taking it home and throwing
it
out.
It's like, here's a sippy cup. Mine.
And he's going to keep doing it until they're all gone.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And then it's clear the way he wants it for your condiments and salt.
How many condiments does this man need?
I don't know, but...
But there are none.
That's
there
the thing. The irony is that there are none. Currently, it would be just empty, barren space, but people are putting their Tupperware there, and he says, those belong near the sink. And he's made it his goal. He doesn't even have any title towards the kitchen or anything.
That's weird.
That's bizarre.
It's a psychopath.
Yeah, he's nuts, for sure.
There's a there's a guy here that Omar's going to tell us a story about in a minute.
Yeah.
That you can't talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
If you say a word, and by the way, this is happening, and new people come in, and sweet, nicest people in the world come in, and we have to say, look, ignore.
Even going to say, it's not even just about responding, just looking at him in the eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. The same way in Jurassic Park, if you get heard just by moving and they'll attack you, that's the way he is with conversation.
And he's oblivious. He's pretty.
No,
he has no clue. He's nice. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Is he, though?
But if you start...
If you're that annoying, you're not nice anymore.
I don't know.
I don't think he thinks of himself that way. I think he's just having conversation.
And when you have conversation with him that never ends, it's fine.
So once you say a word or look him in the eyes,
right,
he will talk to you for a week straight.
Would either of you be shocked if we were telling this to someone and they go, oh, you mean so-and-so? And we go, yeah. And they go, he was fired 6 months ago. He's still here?
He's still here?
Like, people would be surprised? Like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, not at all. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067 for strangest coworkers. All right, Omar?
So this coworker took this conversation to another level because I had the fear. And I was running to the restroom, and I was just like I could not pucker my butthole tight enough to prevent what. Oh, I didn't think we were going like straight out of our way. Oh, we're not doing that. Oh, my bad.
He said his name.
All right, go ahead.
So
I got a delay.
The dude doesn't. Okay, okay, we're fine. We're fine.
All right.
So he's taking a number one. Okay, I'm like, hey, dude, and just because I said, hey, dude,
why would you do that?
Well, I'm in panic mode, so I open the stall and I close it up, and I'm going to work, and he's talking to me throughout, I'm like, hey, man, and he's like, just normal conversation. I'm like, I'm a little bit busy, and just going to town.
So you're in a stall,
yes,
destroying it, and he's standing outside the stall
having normal conversation with me, and I'm like, dude, like, really?
Now?
And then he brings up, he's a huge, sports fan. So he's like, hey, did you see the game last night? And I was like, no, man. Yeah, it was insane. It was crazy. What? And I was, like, so loud. You know what I mean?
Oh, you were dropping bombs.
Yeah, you're dropping bombs. Yeah.
I'm so nervous that he's going to walk up. I'm checking over my shoulder over and over.
Yeah, Omar, why don't you do the voice he does?
That's all right.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah.
We don't all want to die. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your stories of your strangest coworkers, and we'll take your calls next. All right, just ahead of Nine Inch Nails, let's take one phone call. Let's make it John in Long Beach. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. We're talking about annoying coworkers, or strange.
I mean, not really annoying, but this guy is just out of this damn world. So I work for an inspection company, and, you got to be pretty sharp and, well together in your head. This guy, I mean, and I talk to myself once in a while here, I heard it's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't answer.
Right.
But those are the rules?
Yeah.
All right.
It's crazy. But this guy, he doesn't talk to himself. He carries on long conversations throughout the whole entire day to where numerous times I'm like, huh? He's like, oh, yeah, nothing.
Does he aim it at anyone?
Like, No. He's just walking around, just mumbling, just conversation after conversation. And I can't really make out what he's talking about. So I kind of just jokingly like, hey, man, what are you going to do if they fire you one day? You're going to come in here, spraying lead and shooting?
Why would you put that in his mind? What's wrong with you?
He's thinking it.
Dude, because he scared me so much how weird he is. But look, his answer was like, no, forget shooting. I'll come back and blow this place
up.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, you're
sounds very
for
chill.
It.
Very
all right.
Chill. Oh, boy.
This is a good first call.
Rest in peace, John.
Good to know you.
1-800-520-1067. As long as it doesn't involve blowing someone up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are talking about strange coworkers on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:36.
I have a feeling we're really getting into it now.
Let's dive right into this, shall we?
Yes.
Lindsay in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about your coworker, please.
So I just had a baby and went back at when my baby was 2 months. And ever since then, I have this coworker who is a girl and is heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
She has been asking me repeatedly if she can watch me pump and if she could have some of my breast milk so she can put it in her coffee.
Oh.
My baby's 4 months now, and she's been asking me repeatedly.
Wow.
Okay, that's bizarre.
I would like to see you.
Oh, totally.
And let's be honest, if that was a dude asking you, you'd go to HR.
Right.
So I feel like you still need to go to HR. This chick is bonkers.
Is she saying?
I brought her to my manager.
Oh, for sure.
Good. You have to. Is she
saying? Like a ditzy Asian girl.
That seems unrelated. But Lindsay, is there a reason that she wants the breast milk in her coffee? Like, does she say it's better for her? She says it's better for her?
Notoriously sweeter.
Well,
yeah.
She was sore from working out, and it was going to help her muscles, whatever that means.
And how did she like it?
Kevin.
I did not give it
okay,
to her.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Lindsay, you thought I could trip her up. You hold on to your breast milk.
Yeah. Yeah, go to eBay for that.
That's something no one ever said before.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lindsay. Oof. All right, let's go to Bob in Fontana. Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I work through shift at Disneyland.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's the fire station in City Hall, and right above it, it's Walt Disney's apartment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right when you walk in on Main Street, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So every single night, there's this one coworker that when the light's on in Walt's window, mm-hmm. she'll go up to it and she'll say like a little, she'll bow and say like a little prayer to that window and then go about her business.
Did you ever ask her about it?
No, she's really, really weird.
Yeah. That is such reverence for Walt.
Well, we don't know if the prayer is good. It could be like...
Let's assume it was.
I feel like it's probably
all
good.
Right, who knows?
Wow. All right.
All right.
Very interesting.
Thank you for the call. Mm. I didn't think we'd get this interesting of calls.
I feel like line
ours
four...
was like, hey, I don't think stuff should be...
Line four is something.
All right, let's go to Paula. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Wow. Kevin, look at you.
It was finally Heimer.
I have two stories.
Okay.
One story is one of our coworkers who had worked there for many, many years, he had to have an orange flag above his cubicle because he couldn't, I guess he couldn't find where his cubicle was.
Oh, sweetie.
Really? So every cute. Single
yes.
day he would have to look for the flag?
Oh, yeah, there was a flag. Yeah, above the cubicle.
Unbelievable.
And, yes. And then the same guy had some issue with his stomach because he would fart really, really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And he also had to have, like, an air freshener, and he would spray it.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Horrible.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The poop freshener never works.
Yeah. Especially in cubicles.
No.
I think it made it worse.
Yeah. Nobody likes rose-smelling farts.
Surprise.
Right.
I'm surprised he needed the flag, though. He just follows the smell. Oh, there's my cubicle.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet spirit.
All right. Okay, she said she had a second one?
Yeah, we get that.
All right. She said she had another person.
Let's go to Victor, who is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Kevin. Hi. And Jensen.
Yeah, and Allie.
I'm here.
And Allie.
Allie.
There you go.
I mean, that's hello, cool, hello, Victor.
Oh, is your coworker Asian? Do we need to know that ahead of time?
So I got this coworker that he's been transferred to another location, but this guy's he's like way out there, you know. Like one time, when I was training him, he told me just out of the blue, he's like, "Hey, man, have you ever been caught by your wife cheating on your wife?" And
what?
Then I'm like, "What?" He's like. And then he told me, yeah, by your cousin. Yeah, my wife saw. She saw pictures of my cousin that she was sending me. And I was like, no, I've never been caught or done
Victor's
anything
like
that.
I'm just trying to teach you how to log into your computer.
Was his cousin hot?
I have no idea. Like a couple of my coworkers, they told me that he was trying to hook them up with his cousin. And was like in her like late 40s and like late 40s, early 50s, and I was like, dude, like, that's crazy.
She's a goer.
She's a goer.
Yeah. Look. Exactly. Probably.
What a right. creep fest.
And how was she, Victor?
Oh.
What was that?
Never mind. No worries.
Thank you for the call.
No worries.
All right. Where should we go? Let's go to Anna in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I had a coworker that was very particular about keeping the blinds open mm-hmm. in the window. So I would sit in the corner. There were blinds behind me and next to me. And every time they're open, it would just bring in this really cold breeze, like all the time. So I would always keep them closed. I came in before her. Mm-hmm. But every time I left my desk, she would immediately close them.
When you got back to your desk, would you immediately open them again?
Yes, I would. And it turned into this really passive aggressive kind of war between keeping the windows open or closed. Because I'm really non-confrontational, so as soon as they were open, I would just stand up and close them. I just never understood why she would do that. She wasn't even facing the window. She was like two rows away.
Anna's so, like, I finally started wearing adult diapers, so I never had to go to the bathroom.
Did you ever talk to her about it?
I didn't. A couple of people did tell her, like, hey, you know, it's really cold when these windows are open. Can you keep them closed? And she'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. She'd be really nice about it. But then the next day,
she would
pull them back open. Yeah.
Wow.
That is bizarre.
And I just didn't understand why at all.
Can we talk to her?
Can you give her a number?
I want to open the blinds for her.
Thank you for the call. Let's do Rosie. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
Talking about strange coworkers.
Yeah, so I worked in an office where we did stuff like on line and stuff, and we had a coworker that would, when we had to show him anything on our computer and I was tasked to train him, he would come and stand really close to, like, my ear.
Okay.
And
okay.
Breathe really heavy.
Oh,
and he had
no.
this tongue ring that he would pop back and forth between his teeth. And it just makes me want to barf.
Ooh, oh, just like clicking
it.
In your ear.
Oh. Yeah, just like the... Oh, it was the worst.
Oh, my God.
How long did that go on? How long did it take you to train him?
I had to train
years?
Him for about two weeks. For about 2 weeks. And then after that, of course, it's always, how do you do this? How do you do that? And it just...
Yeah, how else is he going to smell your hair, Rosie? That's obviously yeah. this man's king.
Well, unfortunately, that whole company went under, so
right.
I don't have to work with him anymore.
Well, I feel like there's probably an easier way for you to get away from him, but yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That is Shade and Trampoline. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. Eliza will be joining us
yeah.
just after 8.
She's just in the other room waiting for us.
Love her so much. First, what's happening with Ellie?
Do you guys remember back when Motley Crue... My bad. Motley Crue played 158 shows on their 2014-2015 final tour.
Yes,
they
called
it the final tour.
Yeah.
And they signed an agreement that said, legally, we can't play again unless all four members of the band say, we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
you can't just play
all,
and then...
Basically, what they're saying is all of us have to be broke,
yes.
not one of us.
Exactly
right.
what they're saying. They have ripped up that agreement.
Oh. Mm.
Because Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison have set a 2020 stadium tour.
Yeah! Wow.
That is a lot of hairspray.
I don't hate
it. Did you say stadium?
Stadium
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, that's going to pack them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
lie. I just saw Def Leppard, a couple months ago
mm-hmm.
in Las Vegas?
Right.
And they were incredible. Have I seen Motley Crue before? Yes, multiple times. Poison? Absolutely. I won tickets to see Poison from Pirate Radio.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
And I showed up in my little LA Gear high tops
sure.
and my scrunchy socks, and I was so excited. It was either, the Whiskey or the Roxy, I don't remember.
Okay.
But my dad dropped us off, and we walked right up to the front of the line. They were like, where do you guys think you're going? And we were like, to see Poison. And they're like, you are children. And then we had to just hang
How
out.
How old were you?
We were, I think, 13.
Okay.
Rejected!
We then had to hang out on the Sunset Strip for, 4 hours because my dad left.
Just
and there were
time.
No cell phones
back
or anything.
Then.
You're just like, I guess gotta live here now.
Literally just walking around the Sunset Strip when I was 13.
What could
so,
go wrong?
Congratulations on almost having me die.
But now you can go see him.
Now I can go see him, you guys. I don't know. I think that's pretty exciting.
I would like to see it.
I would like to see it as well. You know what I need them to do?
Who?
Hashtag release the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, that had a real momentum last night.
Yeah. The Justice League movie was released in the U.S. exactly 2 years ago. And the Snyder Cut refers to Snyder's original edit of the film, which was shelved when the director and his producer wife stepped away from the project following a family tragedy in 2017. So they brought Joss Whedon in. He wrapped up the reshoots and post-production. But some fans... Most fans were unhappy with the final version of that film. So
that
some
sucked.
Of the devoted DC Cinematic Universe fans have long assumed that there's a Snyder Cut and they want it released. They mm-hmm. want to see it.
Where's the outrage there?
Well, Gal Gadot and Ben Affleck have added their names to the list of Hollywood insiders and fans calling for the release of director Zack Snyder's Cut of Justice League.
Do you care?
So...
I mean, honestly, what's the harm in that?
Absolutely.
The original doesn't go away.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
It's a way to make some money off a movie they tanked with, really. Yeah. At least in the U.S. I'm sure internationally it made a bunch.
So he wound up retweeting both Gal Gadot and Ben Affleck's tweets and said, "This ancient Amazonian can't be wrong, and neither can Batman." At first, I was like, wow, that's mean about Ben Affleck. Oh, okay, that's about, Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. I get it. You guys want to see it?
Trolls are in motion.
I would watch it, yeah.
It's become a long time cry of people, and I think that if it happens and people still don't like it, that could be good in a way of being like...
Or it could be so much worse, because then it's like, this whole time, this is what we wanted to see?
I'd be in. I'd want to watch it.
I stayed away from the actual movie because I heard it was so bad. I would watch the Snyder Cut.
Okay.
So that would show you that they should do it.
Right. Well, start tweeting with hashtag release the Snyder Cut.
All right. I'll start.
You know,
right
you
now.
Get things... Things happen when you hashtag it or if you have a petition.
I mean, look, they changed what Sonic looked like.
That is very true.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a bunch of people complained. They're like, well, all right, we heard you. And then they changed it completely and put out the movie months later.
And?
I don't know yet. But I'm going to see it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to be the correspondent just like I did for Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, creepy by yourself in a theater.
If they put a hat on Sonic.
What if they do and he solves lots of crimes? Right? He's a big old detective, Sonic the Detective.
I will go see Sonic the Hedgehog for the show. So,
wow, that's very big of you.
Don't make it seem like it's for the show, Jensen.
You know, I do everything for the show. Yeah. I really sacrifice myself. I'll do anything.
You were going
to Did you bring condoms with you?
No, that's not why I'm going to see
Sonic. Very concerning.
That's not why I'm seeing Sonic.
Guys, Lizzo, she's being sued for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. She's being sued by that former Postmates driver that she accused of stealing her food. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
She wound up tweeting just outraged. "Hey, Postmates, this girl Tiffany W. stole my food. She lucky I don't fight no more." And put up
the picture
of this woman, Tiffany W. What happened was Tiffany had gone to the hotel, kept calling. Lizzo never responded, so she left. Which is what you do. What are you supposed to do?
So. Just wait five minutes. I think you have 5 minutes or something like that. Yeah.
So long story short, of course, this woman started receiving threats and she wound up quitting the job. And she says that the incident brought her stress, anxiety, humiliation and ridicule. Lizzo had later apologized, saying, "I apologize for putting that girl on blast. I understand I have a large following and that there were so many variables that could have put her in danger. I'm going to really be more responsible with my use of social media and check my petty and my pride at the door." Which apparently was too little too late because she is being sued.
They will end up paying this out.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, this will not even go to case.
Yeah.
But now you just got to hope if you're a food service driver that some famous person makes fun of you on social media.
I mean, it's really...
That's the dream.
That's
the dream.
Yeah,
that's what you're going
American
for.
American dream, sure.
Yeah, for the hope. Sure.
Carrot Top cussed me out.
Yeah. And now I have his house.
Why is it Carrot Top?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. He's got issues.
All right. Good times, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Kirk Hammett, Kevin Nealon, David Ortiz, Damon Wayans Jr., Owen Wilson, and Chloe Sevigny. And that's what's happening.
Eliza is here.
Yeah! Yeah! I like that one.
Yeah! How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Go fix your microphone. So
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Well, I mean, you
got
to sort of put it there. You
oh,
go.
That way.
Yeah.
I'm still great.
You're still
You're
great.
You're better
yeah.
now.
I'm great. Today's great. The special comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm jacked.
We did say earlier that at any point, at any month, and you could just say, and her new special's coming out. At any point, and you just say it at any
point.
It's
true. This is your fifth, right?
This is my fifth. This is my fifth baby. Fifth? It's the fifth one. That's insane, yeah. Eliza. I didn't have a lot else going on for those 5 years.
Right.
Just touring the world. No big whoop.
It's the fifth one. Shooting a couple movies, and this was my day off. And I was like, "Can I please come to K-Rock?" And they were like, "Maybe."
Oh, we were always excited.
We're always a yes.
You guys are always cool.
The
we're
new special is highly influenced by her wedding.
Yes.
We got married around the same times, actually.
Oh.
We kind of experienced the same. I think it's kind of ballsy to, you criticize a lot of traditions within marriage, and you did it in Nashville.
Oh, yes, like a very, straight-laced.
Straight-laced.
You know, I think it's one of those things where, as a comedian, you're unearthing things and you're saying things that people think and they don't feel they can say it or it hasn't occurred to them to say it. And that's with all comedy. And I was just like, there's no way I'm the only one struggling with this or calling BS on some of these weird traditions. I cannot be so brilliant that I'm the only one to ever feel this way.
Well, you might be the only person to do a tight 30 on garters, though.
I gotta tell you.
And it is tight, like a garter.
Once that started, I was like, okay, well, how is she 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes?
Is it 30?
I don't know. It's definitely a tight 20.
It's a miracle.
I got a lot to say. I like to think I take you on a journey.
You do.
Just about how weird the whole dance is. Mm-hmm. Like, just if you think about the idea that you're sitting there in the most expensive dress you'll ever own. I did that joke in China. I was like, not for you guys. You guys have so much money. It's like, whatever. And your husband is like faux sexual crawling toward you.
Mm. So
like,
creepy.
What's the idea that like you're going to have sex in front of your family? Like, why are...
I hope so.
Why is this part of the...
No,
that's why
sorry.
Kevin goes to weddings.
He doesn't look forward to it. It's just... All these traditions, I paid for my wedding personally, and I honestly was like, I'm not doing anything that takes away from me being drunk and dancing to, like, EDM music.
Right.
And so we just cut it short, cut it down. That venue's only going to serve you liquor till 2, so get it done.
We also, most of the things that you talk about passing on are things that, I also passed on, but I also passed on speeches.
At the reception.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you do that too?
I did.
Best idea ever, because people go on for...
And no one wants to hear them.
We had a rehearsal the night before, mm-hmm. and which is also a small wedding, because they're very expensive.
Yeah.
We had the night before. We allowed a couple people, like parents, to give those speeches.
Sure.
My husband's brother, who's like kooky and awesome and like very much on his own vibration, just said something. He was saying how much he liked me, and he goes, but... I don't really know Eliza. No, and then he goes, none of us know anyone. And then he like leaned against a pillar and we were like, oh, he's done. And he just went on speaking. And I was like popping popcorn. I was like, yes, Jason, make it weirder. None of us really know anyone, even after we're married. And I was like, where is this going?
That's when it pays off. Or if you go to a wedding and let's say the groom's best friend tells a story about how he once put his penis on his wrist as a watch.
First he says,
maybe
I know there are a lot of kids here.
I love that. I think that's funny.
That happened at Beer Mug's wedding.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that made him quit alcohol. That speech alone.
Did that make him quit or like a court ordered issue?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're good.
We are ordained as ministers, mm-hmm. as I'm sure everyone knows. Mm-hmm. And we were doing a wedding for Lightning, our former producer. And his brother got the microphone and he started talking. And it was like this. Mom and Dad always loved him more.
Oh,
it comes out.
Just working stuff out.
It comes out.
And I should be here. I should be the one with the wedding. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And I was looking at Bean. I was like, we need to take the mic from him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to
hostile takeover.
Yeah, we had to. So we're like, all right, thank you.
Here's the other thing.
Move on.
At my own wedding, I'm not going to let someone else be the headliner.
Sure.
No one else is using
a
microphone.
Openers, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have any speaking at the wedding.
Did you do anything at the wedding? Did you say anything?
Oh, I think we grabbed really quickly. I let my husband do it.
I even let him do it.
I did. And we just a quick thank you so much. Here's where the meat carving stand is. Here's where the candy bar is that we have. Like just like it was literally 30 seconds. And then I performed a choreographed dance.
No, you didn't.
I was going to say you did a flash mob, but you really did.
We had the people come in and we just did. It's a country song. I'm sorry, K-Rock.
Which one?
Boo-Scoo Boogie.
It's, Kane Brown. It's like. I guess I can't sing it then because I probably don't own the rights to it.
No,
what if I was made for you and you were meant for me?
And you choreographed a dance.
Anti-Eliza, really.
But I thought it would be so cute. He took 2 dance classes.
Aww.
We went to like Hollywood Boulevard and we took 2 dance classes in like a studio.
Because that poor bastard must have been thinking, am I doing the right thing?
I'm like, you're going to have sex with me. One day.
Okay, good.
And he moves like Frankenstein, but he did it is the point. Aww. And everybody else did like little motion. And it was just cute. It was our one thing.
It was the one thing you allowed.
It was the one thing I asked in addition to the rest of his life. But he was so sweet. If he really didn't want to, I wouldn't have made him, but he was like,
but
cool
he was
that.
In.
He was. That's the thing. I think a lot of people don't get like the guy is in whatever you want.
I love that part where you're talking about guys and the way girls look and the way girls think about the way they look. I love that part. Like, wow, that was amazing.
On my worst day, like at home where, you know, and I'm like, ugh, I feel so gross. And I'm like, isn't this gross? He's like, let me get in there. And I'm like, no. I was like, this is so horrible. And he's like, I love it. just bring it over here. And I'm just, I don't want that.
I thought that was such a unique thing to just say your boyfriend, your husband doesn't see you the way you see yourself.
Girls, as ugly as you think you are, if the guy is with you, it means he thinks you're beautiful. Because he physically could not be with you if he didn't think you were beautiful. So give yourselves a break. I thought that was really sweet and really insightful.
I never heard that anywhere else.
Thank you. Strong social commentary.
Kevin's like, I've never heard that because it's not true in my life. Is that what you're saying, Kevin?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I just never heard it that way. And it's, it's like, girls, give yourself a break.
I got to rep hard for girls and rep hard for guys because there's this just the idea that you want women to be powerful doesn't mean I want men to be less powerful.
Right.
I want us to be understood. In any situation, I want people to have a conversation.
You say that you take both sexes down at the same time.
Take them down.
And I don't know if you're in charge of the hashtags that they show in the
every one of them.
You are.
I make up every one. I sit there and I stick it in there because you can't do too many. There's an art to it.
There is.
There's an art to this art that I invented.
I saw it and then I rewinded it to make sure that I saw it correctly. And it's S Phoenix. And I was like, that's the best hashtag ever.
Oh, they may have done that. I definitely wrote. Oh, you're saying S because we're on the radio.
Yes,
I was like, they took out the S bomb. Yeah, going back, if I had to do it again, I might take that one out.
No,
but
I love
it's in
that
there.
One.
Okay, good.
I loved it. I went back and looked at it again. Like, there's no way they put that.
Have you ever checked the hashtags?
No.
I have.
So you've seen that?
I have. I've just been like, oh, who writes on them? And it's like the cutest. They're the greatest fans in the world. You do. If you look, they're like, everyone plays into it so much with the hashtags.
So when my first special, or it was the second one I decided to do that because Netflix notoriously, you know, they don't give you the numbers. Like, you'll never know. You can look at your own ticket
sales.
They don't
even tell you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
but you can
getting
feel
six of
it.
Them helps understand, too.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
But the fact that I went on tour in, like, Malaysia gives me an idea that, like, someone's watching this.
Right.
It's not like I was, like, banned and sent there. And so I put those there as my own way. This was so long ago of tracking it because I was like, if people are interacting, as we like to do with our phones and TVs, if they're interacting with the hashtags, then I can kind of gauge who's watching this. You know, if no one ever does it, then no one's watching it.
Yeah.
So it was my own little tracking device, and then it became a thing, and now it's like a language that we do. I actually don't know why more people don't do it. It's a language that we have, so you have to be specific. You can't just do a ton because then no one's paying attention.
Yeah.
And so they're like little gems that I hope you pick up, and I hope they become part of our
I did.
Lexicon.
I'm going to start using it on everything that I do.
I love it. That was what I wanted.
Eliza Schlesinger is here. We will take a quick break and come back. You have a scent.
I have a scent.
It is delightful.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in a second.
But if you look at the language that women consistently use to uphold one another, the language is aggressive. Because women are aggressive. We're just not allowed to show it because likability and wrinkles. So we keep everything. But we're aggressive. Look at the words we use on our slay all day tote bags and our feminist with to-do list neckerchiefs. Look at the words. You're killing it. I'm going to kill you. She's slaying it. I'll slay you in the streets. Murdering it. Wrecking it. Shutting it down in the name of the Dark Lord. Like, everything.
Eliza's one of those people that hates to hear her own thing.
The comedians, more than anything.
So
when we play with musicians, they, like, turn it up.
Some of them.
Yeah.
But also, like Chris, none of you are laughing. And I was just looking around, making eye contact with no one.
No,
I was laughing, and I've already watched it. I pulled the clip.
We saw it. We wanted to play it.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
My favorite run, though, is bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty
good. Because they are literally the worst thing in the world. And bachelor parties are just as bad.
Yes. I mean, I think it depends. But the whole thing is you can manhandle a bachelor party. Like, a bouncer could get on them. And even as a girl, like, there's a little bit more. You could put your hands on a guy and be like, get out of my face. And you can't do that to a girl. If a girl's drunk, you know, it's like it becomes a situation. And there is that thing where guys are allowed to act like that all the time. And girls are like, this is our one night and it's your last night. And so there's this energy. It's this insidious desire to, like, make it count. But I would say for every bachelorette party, 30% of the women are actually having fun.
Right.
The rest are, like,
that's
checking their phones.
I think that's nice.
30%. You think that's high?
My question as a comic, when you see the women walk in with the sash and a veil, are you like, no, not a bachelorette party?
You know, 1,000%, being honest, I've never had an issue with a bachelorette party. And typically, the venue's so big, I can't see it.
Oh, no. Snap.
But it is so dark. Like, I don't even see the front of the venue sometimes.
Sure.
Like, I don't even see the ceiling and how pretty it is. But you can hear, like, little pockets of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always cute when a bachelor party comes out. I'm like, just a bunch of, like, thick, hot bros. Like, we just want to see Eliza.
Just want to laugh.
Big fan. I'm like, great. This is so evolved.
Well, are they going to buy the fragrance? Because we called it
Yeah, let's talk about the fragrance.
Yeah, that was a weird way to leave
it. Yeah, I'm
sorry. It was. She's got a scent.
I came out with a perfume. I developed it all summer. It's called Christmas Mouth, which is a term that I use to describe my dog's mouth and nose, and my fans use it now. It's called a Christmas Mouth. Every animal has a Christmas mouth. If you love their mouth, it's a Christmas mouth.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And it's a scent that I developed. It's a perfume, and it's beautiful. It comes in a little glass bottle and a little pouch, and we just got the shipment in. So every $1 of every presale between now and Cyber Monday will go to Best Friends Animal Society. And it's just this little lovely glass bottle. No plastic was used in making it. The packaging that we sent it to you is recyclable. And it's
is that
just
difficult to make all that happen?
Yeah, were you there for every step of the
way?
I
was. I met this perfumer. Her name is Sanai, and she has a store in Los
Feliz.
Perfect
name. Perfect name for a perfumer.
It's such like a
and
hot
in
name.
Los Feliz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sanai. And we sat. I said I want it to be of the holidays without being cloying. Like, I didn't want it to be like a Yankee Candle face punch.
Right. I smell a lot of different notes.
Thank you.
May I share with
yes,
you
please.
What I smell? And
please
I know
expound.
It smells different on each person, but there is like a warmth to it.
Thank you.
That's like almost like a warm mm-hmm. vanilla
yes.
to it.
Yes.
Nice.
There's vanilla.
And then there's like a hint of citrus that you get.
There is. There's two kinds.
Look at this schnoz. Look at this schnoz.
There's yuzu, which is mm-hmm. Japanese lemon, and blood orange. There's caramel, vanilla, cedar. And amber musk.
I was wow. going to say, and there's a woodsy musk.
There's a woodsy musk.
You
to
weren't
going to
say that.
You were going to say woodsy musk.
On the bottom.
All good smells. All good smells.
Woodsy all musk. Good smells.
And so, yeah, it's just I didn't want to be one of those celebrities that is like, I'm really into the environment, but not when it comes to my own things. It's plastic. So we went out of our way to make sure that it was glass, the packaging sustainable, and it's just like a little fun offering.
I assume that's that somebody nice. Else makes it and completely, and then they come to you and they put your name on it.
Yeah, I'm not that famous.
That's not okay.
Right. I'm not that famous. I sat there. We went through iteration after iteration because I was like, oh, it's the holidays. So cinnamon. You will smell like a car freshener exploded, like under a big red stick. Like
with
it
too
is
too much cinnamon.
You'll smell like the Trader Joe's lobby.
Right.
It's just too much. And so there's certain scents that you equate with the holidays mm-hmm. that you just can't do. And so we found these layers. She was an expert at it, and we so many iterations. I would wear all the different versions trying to see what smelled the best. So it's a great gift, stocking stuffer.
Oh, perfect.
And you help an animal.
How do you get it?
Go to Eliza.com/store.
Great.
And it's right there for you.
Excellent.
I mean, is that something you've always wanted to do?
I'm really olfactory oriented, and I've had a lot of perfumes, mm-hmm. and my publicist suggested it, and I was just like, that's a great idea.
A
no
idea.
One's doing that in the comedy space.
The special is Eliza Unveiled. It is tomorrow on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is.
Yeah.
I got to go get ready.
Jensen, you want to get into the autocomplete thing?
Sure, absolutely. So I get pretty lazy at times, and I don't want to do any work at home because I feel like we're at the station for so long. Why would I want to do anything? Yeah. So I use Google to ask questions. I start a question, then it finishes it for me, and I call it You Autocomplete Me.
When I go on the computer and I try to search something,
Eliza,
the autocomplete finishes it for me.
No.
It's the strangest thing.
What?
So let's start typing and searching.
I know where this is going.
Well, I never pick it that
way. I don't know.
Hey, you, what do you do? You autocomplete me.
By the way, that's the third time Eliza has gone, oh, no.
Yeah, I
this interview.
I just know it's about feet.
No. I stay away from most weighty feet ones.
Feet.
No.
He picks the good stuff.
I pick the
is
good
she
stuff.
Jewish?
No. Number one, that would be great. Okay.
I am Jewish.
All right. When did Fully. Eliza Schlesinger, so that was the start of the question, and then finish just get married? See how easy that is? When did you get married? That was the
I don't
question.
Know.
You don't remember?
No, I do. Okay. May 31st, okay. 2018.
All right. Don't answer this one. But just
19.
So, 19, yeah. This year?
Last year.
It was last
no,
year.
No.
Something happened.
18.
What year is it now?
This year's 2019.
2018.
Okay.
Wow.
I forgot.
That was a journey.
So I'm just really looking forward to 2020.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so this one's, don't answer this one, but where does Eliza Schlesinger and then .. live? People just want to know where you live. Just letting you know that's the number
that's
one
thing.
Search result.
It's just like a grainy Nokia footage of me naked in my kitchen.
Very scary.
On my motherboard.
All right. Is Eliza Schlesinger, that was the question, related to
Dr.
Laura?
It's Schlesinger, by the way, and no. And hers is spelled with a C.
Right.
I don't know her.
Does it come up a lot?
Yeah, because it's the only other Schlesinger, that and Leon Schlesinger, who did the voices for Looney Tunes.
Oh, who's clearly your dad.
Are you
he's
clearly
to
dead
him?
Also. Oh. What?
You related to him.
Yeah. No, none of them.
Okay.
No one you know.
What did Eliza Schlesinger do, was the question, and then in Jimmy's Traveling All-Stars?
It was my It was this porn. No, it was my.
I watched it last night.
It was my. I was the gaffer. It's my high school. It's my college sketch troupe.
So oh my gosh!
I
really?
Did sketches.
Oh. Well, all someone's right. looking for
it. That was the name
it.
Of the sketch troupe.
People right. want to know
it's
where
it's like
you're...
a lauded one at Emerson where I went to school.
Okay, last one. What happened to Eliza Schlesinger and .. pigeon sex?
Oh. Is that a
I
bit
don't
you did?
I talk about that.
It
no,
was
I'm
the
kidding.
All-Stars porn thing.
Yeah, I don't... I think I had a joke about that maybe in like my half hour special.
See, this is why the people who use Google are so weird, because that's the number one that comes up with what happened and her name.
It's one of those things where you write the joke because you can do the sound.
So you
Which
realize
also
it.
Sounds like Predator.
How do you realize that you could do that sound?
She does sounds all in her special.
Well, I know, but how do you realize it at first?
I just thought I could, and I put my mind to it, like, and I did it. I don't know. It's so long ago. I don't know.
Can we hear it again? Let's hear it again.
Because a lot of people think it's like, brrr, but it's not a no. tongue. It's a glottal, like uvula.
Do were you always doing voice like voices and noises as a kid? You're like the yeah. Bobby McFerrin of comedy.
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend like I got that.
Don't worry, be happy.
Totally. Oh yeah.
All right.
My brother does a lot of noises. We're just I don't know. We watch a lot of cartoons, and I just think life's better with a little soundtrack.
It is. It's very cool.
With a little Foley soundtrack.
Well, the special is great. Even
Thank
if the people
you.
Google are weird and ask about pigeon sex,
it is. Yeah. And we need.
But
to.
Hey, at least they're googling. Yep. What do? You
autocomplete me. It's called Eliza Unveiled, and it's tomorrow on Netflix.
Thank you so much.
Always seem loose. Seemed like that
seemed
could
tight.
Have been tighter.
No, it's tight.
Could have been. Hey, Cody and Jen, how are
yeah.
you?
Great.
Trying to recap the NFL
He's
this week.
He's already gloating. He's already
Where's
gloating.
Where's our music?
I look.
I mean, it sticks around if you ask for it.
Look, we sort of
now
all said.
I'm just trying to subject you guys to it at this point.
I mean, I have no shame.
So this is sabotage. This is sabotage on your part.
What? You guys made it for us.
I mean, sort of. But then Jensen even came in and said, yeah. oh, I don't know that it's very good.
It's
oh,
not.
It's
not.
Which
got
awful. Which I shouldn't have done, because in real life, I should have just told Omar, you know what? It didn't come out good. But now
Jen and Cody. Jen and Cody. Yeah.
My ears
go
are
together like sports and trophies. This, I tell you,
I kind of hold it up at the
beginning. You can't have one without the other.
Zero
sports.
For effort.
Were you?
Zero for style. Zero for star quality. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm being generous.
All right, so we're going to keep it?
Amazing.
Is that what you guys are
I
saying?
Mean,
is that we're
they keep asking for it.
I just, it's I didn't just ask so for a bad. Thing. It's just so bad. It's Cody good, it. You know?
Cody, you hate it?
Oh, it's awful.
Of course it's awful.
It's awful, but, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Calling okay. card's a calling card.
Then that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah he's insufferable right now.
Yeah.
This is the only way we could find to actually get him to be a Chargers fan.
Go Chargers tonight, baby. Let's go.
I even had
and
to
you're
ask.
A Chargers fan because?
Because my first place Raiders need to stay in first place. Let's go.
I remember when they won their first or second game, you came in and you were like, woo, Raiders!
Yeah. Semi-joking, by the way. Like, he did not think this was going to happen.
No, not at all.
I thought they were going to win three games this year at most. And right now, they're tied for first place, mathematically. And then tonight, if the Chargers win, they won't. But if the Chargers win, Raiders have the sole possession of first place, which they should not have. They shouldn't
I mean,
win
honestly.
Anything.
I did not think they'd even be in the discussion.
I mean, you got a good quarterback, though, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, but he has no one to play with.
True.
Wait, so tonight's game is in Mexico City?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So does that mean anything for this game? Like, no one's actually
Maybe
at home?
Maybe some
or...
more Chargers fans will show up?
That's true.
That's hilarious.
Sorry, so sorry, sad. Sorry.
Well, I would assume.
It's funny because it's true.
I mean, the height seems to be a problem.
Yeah, the elevation is going
to
be kind of weird because it's way higher than even Denver Stadium. So it's over, I think, like 1,200 feet higher than Denver.
Whoa.
So what they did was they actually took the team to Colorado Springs to practice.
Really?
Oh, so yeah, exactly.
Smart.
To kind of give them the time. And none of the players were on board with it. They were like, this is the dumbest thing.
Have you ever played in Colorado Springs? Because I have. There's a reason they weren't on board with it. Colorado Springs sucks.
I mean,
but they didn't go there because it was great. They went there to get used to the altitude.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, they could have just gone to the moon.
bad
Seems
news.
Valid.
Yeah, bad
but
news.
As bad as that is, I mean, they're also going to be playing in Mexico. And like this last time, they moved the game because the field was just, how do I put this? It was a dumpster fire.
It was a dumpster fire.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and they didn't know. So they had to scramble the last minute. But I guess they've been working, the league's been working with Azteca to make sure that the field is going to be ready for the game.
And Chargers have any chance here?
No.
They're playing Kansas City Chiefs.
They're playing Kansas City and Mahomes.
They're going to be in the game. They'll be in the game for the majority of the game, and then they'll figure out how to lose in the last 4 minutes. That's what they do.
They've been in every single game, and they've lost any of the games that they've lost by less than 7 points.
Because a lot of the momentum that the Chiefs had at the top of the season has sort of disappeared.
Their defense is terrible. Mm-hmm. They have a very bad defense, but Mahomes is arguably the best offensive tool in the NFL.
But I don't know that he's 100% right now.
That's
true. That's the only question.
But even at 90%, he's still better than most quarterbacks.
Yeah, and it's just their defense is really bad. Really bad.
Okay.
That's why I know when the Raiders eventually face the Chiefs, they're going to get annihilated because their pass game is just too good.
Guys, but I think the Chargers are going to win.
All right.
I really do.
Wow.
I feel like they got this.
I hope you're right, and I hope all four Charger fans in L.A. get their wish today.
Speaking of pipe dreams, though, is there any chance that the Rams can stay in contention at all?
That was a fire game, man. That was something.
I mean, that was the closest to baseball we've gotten in football in a while.
Jensen, I don't like you sitting here pandering to Kevin right now.
Cody
played baseball. That's a joke.
Yes, there's even a possibility they can make the playoffs. I'm shocked.
There is a possibility, but it's very, very low. Last night's game was one of the worst football games I've ever watched. I've never watched two teams trying so hard to not win a football game.
Yeah.
It was brutal. They're not very good. They're just not. Their record is a winning record, but barely.
What changed?
Well, Gurley played.
This week. So that was nice.
But
was
is
nice.
He 100%?
No.
No, he's not 100%, it was nice to see sparks of him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that was the one thing fans have been clamoring for, is like, they're like, why aren't we using Gurley? And I feel like we shouted loud enough and we were finally heard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I assumed the whole time that he was injured and they just didn't want to tell us
injured. It was the closest he's had to his normal game. I mean, he had almost 100 rushing yards. He actually had a pretty good game, but was still kind of held back. We're used to Gurley rushing for 125, 150 on
an
off night.
That's what sets up the passing game, too. So
completely.
Now all of a sudden he's passing with no Gurley, and now you got problems. But, boy, they sure had a snoozer last night, and they won it.
Well, at least they signed into a four-year extension to $45 million in guarantees, so that worked out well for them.
Maybe they can bring back both of his knees.
Yeah. This was my question, because I watched more football this year than really ever because of the show. Is there any way that any of these teams that we're talking about could beat the Niners, Ravens, Packers, Pats, the sort of power four, right? Those guys seem so good, especially obviously the Ravens and the Niners. Both seem so much better than everyone else in the league. I don't see any possibility for any team that's not those four to be in the Super Bowl.
I would just like to say that the Arizona Cardinals, which is my team, led most of that game.
Oh, that's what they should be in the talk?
Very impressive.
No, and very, very came close to beating the 49ers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're a Cardinal fan?
Yeah, I know.
You
pick it out of a hat?
No, I'm from Phoenix. I grew up in Phoenix. I was born in Phoenix. I pick it out of a hat. I would have repicked.
Can I get a mulligan, please?
No, you're right about those four teams. But, you know, it comes down to, I think the Niners are beatable. The Ravens right now look unbeatable.
Yeah, they look unbeatable.
They look like the best team in the NFL. The only thing that might have them is the Patriots, and that's because the Patriots' defense is the most elite defense in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Their offense, though, is not as explosive. Brady does not have the explosive targets on the outside that they were kind of hoping that Antonio Brown would be for him. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, the Patriots are beatable. But those Ravens, that Raven offense looks unstoppable. No one can stop Lamar Jackson.
And by the way, he was like a 38th pick in the NFL draft.
I know.
How?
They said he had no arm.
They thought he couldn't pass.
It's nuts. Because he looks like he's going to like change the books.
Yeah.
Like,
they said he had no arm. And league has kind of moved away from you know, from quarterbacks that are more willing to use their body to make plays just because they just don't have the longevity.
Well, to open this Pandora's box with only a few minutes left, the Houston Astros appear to be cheating amount of years.
Well, if you listen to our show, Swings and Misses, on the Radio.com app, you'll know that I've spent 45 minutes on this a day now. It's not that the Astros are cheating. A lot of teams are cheating.
That's what I thought. I thought all teams did this.
Not all of them. Not what they're doing. The thing is, it's not what they're...
Tell people what it is.
So they're using a camera called an edgetronic camera. An edgetronic camera is a very, very high-speed, high-frame-rate camera that you have to operate manually into a computer. So someone's in center field using that camera. You can petition Major League Baseball to use that camera in between the foul poles as long as you're using it on your own pitcher. The only difference is if you move the camera less than a millimeter, now you're focused in on the catcher's sign.
That seems obvious.
That's only part of it.
But these cameras literally learn Your sign
the
signs.
It's, well, it's not the camera. It's the camera. They hook it up to the Astros have employed a lot of machine learning and AI technology. So basically, they are breaking down the signs in real time, like that, like that, like that. So
wow.
They're not like looking at the signs and guys are sitting back there. Well, it could be this sequence and that could be that. No, they're literally plugging in the signs into a computer and they have all of their signs. Instantly.
How do they tell the batter?
They use a drum?
They could do anything.
They use a drum.
No, it's
2 years ago, they were hitting a trash can.
They don't have stomp in the dugout. Like,
I heard
Jensen's acting like they look over to the dugout and there's Blue Man Group right. chilling in there. No.
I heard that Nirvana was in there with a drum line.
It was a coach having his hands up on the top, then moving him to the bottom.
In 2017, they were relaying the signs by hitting a trash can at one point.
See?
That was only one point.
But that's not the Blue Man Group. Bring the noise, bring the funk.
Keith Moon wasn't in there just doing a drum solo. I was like, all right, that sounded like a curveball. Now, there's a lot of different ways to relay signs. That's actually the easy part. Mm-hmm. It's how you get the signs. That's the hard part. And
you think more teams in the Astros are doing that with that camera?
Oh, there's a few
teams.
They
said teams. The A's. A couple teams.
A couple teams have said the A's. A few people have pointed fingers at the Dodgers. A bunch of people have pointed at the Yankees and Red Sox. A bunch of people have pointed at the Blue Jays.
Dodgers need to be better at it.
Any of the teams that have the wallet deep enough to have this kind of technology.
Any team that has an R&D department, which is most of them, look at them. Hmm. Everybody.
They're the people. Wow.
This is a Major League Baseball
problem,
issue, not just an Astros. The Astros are just so arrogant that they just thought they could do it in plain sight and get away with it.
We're just going to do it. No one cares.
Yeah.
No. Exactly.
At least baseball's never had these kind of issues with controversies and cheating before.
Never. So.
Cody and Jen, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it very much. You can follow them on Twitter at Swings and Misses. And the radio.com show is Swings and Misses. Just search for Swings and you will find them. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
we appreciate
guys.
It.
No. Perfect.
Look, sometimes it happens and you drink a little too much. Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
We'll explain next how perhaps a bar is closed. Okay, mm-hmm. It's time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
What if I get a notification that they're closing my favorite bar because of renovation? Because somebody did some damage.
TMV, too much vomit.
TMV.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of damage was done. That's all I'm saying. We'll tell you next.
Guys, let's talk about the box office because Disney's Ford versus Ferrari, number one at the box office, snagging $31 million. If you don't know that movie, it's about the big 1966 24-hour of Le Mans competition. Mm-hmm. Le Mans.
Which you earlier today pretended we just all know about. Like it's just
I assumed
common...
you knew that. It was about Shelby versus a Ferrari. So it was Ford versus a Ferrari. And in this movie, Matt Damon is going to be playing Carroll Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Thomas Shelby. That's the lead in Peaky Blinders. No, Carroll Shelby. And then British driver Ken Miles will be Christian Bale's character. And it was quite the coup when an American car won that.
Well, you're again spoiling it.
Everybody knows
this is history.
Well, I don't know.
Did you really not know
I
about
really
that?
Didn't know anything about the story, no.
Well,
but I mean, I'm sort of joking that you're spoiling it, but you did spoil it.
Well, I mean, so Ford roundly beat out Ferrari. Like,
well, now you're,
just
now
like
you're
a,
giving
a
details about
finish.
The ending. Now you're giving
I'm just
details.
Saying,
right.
At that point, people were like, screw getting a Ferrari. I'm getting a Shelby.
Okay. Do you want to tell me like, what song goes over the credits
we
now?
We don't make a lot of Shelbys, so maybe you could get another just Ford if you want. And then Lee Iacocca is all, burr, 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 and John Barenthal plays him, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys?
All right.
What's going on?
So that was number one.
That was number one. Mm-hmm. Coming in number two, Kevin, you saw it Midway.
I did.
And?
Loved.
So Many Louds?
Yeah, So Many Louds, but also like all of World War II turned on this battle.
Oh, no spoiler alerts for Jensen.
All of World War II pretty much came down
Who
to this,
won?
This
Don't
battle.
Tell us.
Does Ford win?
Ford wins, yes.
Okay, right.
Ford roundly beats the Italians for Ferrari.
Thank you.
It was great.
Ferrari's Italian.
Yeah.
That was a joke. Charlie's Angels. Ooh, child, not great. $8.6 million, which not what they wanted so
no.
much.
Not much of an advertising budget, though.
I think they tried. I don't think
really?
Anyone
because,
did.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of watch for what movies are coming out. And I didn't see anything on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh. Number four, Playing with Fire, and coming in fifth, Last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, speaking of movies... Joker crossed the $1 billion mark in global ticket sales over the weekend, making it the first R-rated film in history to do so.
Keep in mind, it previously broke the record for the biggest October opening weekend in movie history when it bagged $93.5 million across its first 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I'm sorry. 3 days.
3 days,
in
yeah.
wide release.
Gosh, I love movies.
It's just, it's insane. That movie came out October 4th.
Yeah,
it is
a little
past
over a month.
The $1 billion mark, you guys. Just trailing behind on the all-time R-rated chart is The Matrix Reloaded. That made $828 million around the world in 2003, followed by Deadpool 2 and its predecessor with $785 million and $782 million, respectively.
I just saw it this past weekend. So it shows that people are seeing it over a certain amount of time. I think it was also...
So what, Joker?
Yeah.
I was like, Deadpool? Really? No. What's going on?
A big word of mouth in a way, too, because I think people...
Yeah.
You had heard a lot of bad things about it up top. There was going to be violence in theaters, you heard. And then over time, I think people were just like, well, I guess I'll go see it. And I don't know.
And people who saw it were like, yeah, it's good.
It's fine.
It's really good.
Yeah. If you love laughing...
Fine. Again, it's fine.
It's
That's
fine.
My favorite... Of all reviews.
It's fine.
Because I said that with Godfather. I said it's perfectly fine, and people lost their minds.
It's not like, acceptable, though.
I know.
If you like people laughing, the sound of laughing, you're going to love Joker.
That's it.
Is that the Joker's laugh?
Uh-huh. It's weird.
I'm laughing. I'm having a good time.
There Sounds like are. A woman.
All right, some birthdays for you. Owen Wilson, Chloe Sevigny, Kevin Nealon, Kirk Hammett, David Ortiz, and Damon Wayans Jr. And that's...
We went to a dinner on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So then we went to a bar. I don't remember which bar it was. Do you remember, Ellie?
I'm not saying the bar because
no,
I don't
no,
know what
one.
You're going to say.
The first one. Oh, I'm going to say what happened.
Are you?
Beauty in Essex?
I mean, I have
That was
to.
The dinner. Are yeah. you, though?
I mean, I have to.
Really?
But don't I?
I would not.
I know, but...
I absolutely would not.
Right. But I will. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So we left...
Goddamn Kevin.
So we left dinner and we went to a bar and we had some drinks. And then Allie's like, this is okay, but it's not my bar. We need to go to my bar. That's my drunk Allie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Coming from you.
Right? And so then we go to her bar.
Uh-huh.
Let's not say what it was. How about
no,
that?
No, okay. We will definitely not Near, say.
Nearby?
It's a place that I would still like to go to.
Right, which may or may not be standing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get to Allie's bar, and drinking 101 is when you're drinking, you don't necessarily feel as drunk as you're going to
sure.
in 30 minutes. It takes a while for it to get into your system. So drinking 101 fail is, hey, I don't feel that bad. I'm going to have another drink. Hey, I don't feel that bad. I'm going to have another drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really give it the time that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one point where I asked Allie if she would go up. There was a band there, and they were taking a break. We're taking a 15-minute break.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll sing I Love Rock and Roll, I'll drum. We'll just walk up to their mm-hmm. equipment,
oh my God.
And we'll just take over. Like, and that sounded like the best idea ever
yeah.
because,
oh
you know, we were a few in. So Allie gets up and walks over to the band, and I don't know what that conversation was.
The guy was like, are you kidding? No. No, absolutely not. You aren't going to. And I was like, no, that's cool. Okay. All right. So do you come here a lot?
Just a straight up conversation.
She was like,
She pitched him. She's like,
Didn't
just let
anywhere.
Us use your equipment. We'll be good.
I mean, you're taking a break. We'll buy your drinks while you're taking a
Great.
Break. He's like, we get our drinks for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
All
it's
right.
a 15-minute break. And then as soon as Allie stopped talking to them, they went right back and got on the instruments and started playing again. I think as a preventative
yeah.
measure.
Yeah, nerves.
Yeah.
Allie, in the meantime, came back to the table, and I felt like it's possible that I should go to the restroom right now.
Oh, no.
I started thinking, oh, man, I really should have gone to the...
You barfed there.
Projectile.
Just... It was
yeah.
like, you know those giant silos that hold ICBMs?
Yeah. I didn't know
That's
where
what
it was
like.
Coming from.
I didn't either. I don't know how it's possible.
I will tell you this. This is how bad the first puke was.
First puke?
Yeah. I called my ex-boyfriend, and I'm like, you got to come get me. What? My ex-boyfriend!
But you
I'm
had
like,
an you... Uber. You didn't need somebody to have someone come get you.
Yeah, but I still wanted
to. Okay, all right.
You
know?
Yeah.
So, you know the silos that hold the ICBM?
Yes.
And then when the ICBM launches, it's just
yeah.
a... That's what I, it was.
I mean, you were like.
It was a yak ICBM.
The Exorcist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something.
And.
How many times do you think that happened?
Well, I know how many times. It was three straight.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And by the way, the first one was my body weight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand where it was stored.
Right.
But man.
Mostly just the drinks that you had?
Mostly.
Right.
Oh.
Well, oh my God.
I mean, there was a smidge of dinner.
Okay.
May I add something
Please.
Without giving
no.
the bar away?
No, I'd like as many witnesses as possible.
Carpeted bar.
Oh. Yeah.
Carpeted, yes. Good point. Yeah. Very good point. Yeah.
Wait, did you have to deal with them?
Not until right now, probably. Dave, come on now.
Did everyone run? Right. Did everyone run?
No. Because...
Oh, I leapt out of the way.
Yeah, Allie did.
I was like,
did
no,
you see
literally
it? Did
leapt
you see
out of the way
because
I was afraid it was going to hit
like,
me.
Did you see him getting sick? And
No. Yeah, I mean, I was getting sick, but it really happened really quickly. So I was like, oh, maybe I should... Like, I thought I should get up and go to the bar.
Dave, do you have something you
want to... Just to spray the picture.
What? To spray the picture?
Yes. Think of the scene of Team America.
Oh, right.
And where they're just vomiting everywhere. Yeah. So at least after his 3 pounds of vomit, it started to smell.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. We don't need that for God's sake. All right.
So it started to smell. So, yes, you were gone by this point. So I had to get the cups of water that we had and just douse the carpet with it. And then
we're
just
watering the carpet.
Yeah. And so then we just scoot over to the right. We're like, skirt. And then we're like, all right, cool. Everyone good? All right, let's bounce. We're out. So, Allie, have fun with your
new
bar.
My favorite bar.
So this was the thought process. And then what happened? It was like, oh, maybe I should go to the
City.
And then how in the hell did...
Again. Yes. And the waiter, no one ever said that.
No,
like vomit over here.
I mean, it was not really. I mean, it all happened within 6 seconds, I think.
And then did you go home or did you regroup?
What? I was like, this place looks like it just went through Hurricane Katrina. This is not.
That's because you guys were pouring water all over the carpet.
Unbelievable. No, I mean, I wish.
Wait, tell me, did you then go home or were you still up for the fight?
Oh, I actually felt a little better.
No, I would think so. Yeah, no
ass.
That's what happens when you throw up everything.
And I lost 12 pounds. How about that? Yeah. That's a pretty good weight loss. So, no, I couldn't actually stand up and walk yet.
Mm hmm.
So we sort of waited to the side for a little bit until, I mean, I was really...
Yeah, no, I get it, man.
I don't know if you heard the three-part thing earlier.
The vomiting?
Yeah.
I heard that.
So waited for a little bit, and then when I stood up, I was like, okay, we need to leave the scene quickly. So I went outside, got an Uber, and the whole way home, I was like, don't throw up, 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 don't throw up. And I didn't.
Nice. Good for you.
The whole way home.
The bar doesn't like hearing that theory.
We should mention to the listener, we had a scheduled day off Friday.
Yes.
We didn't have to take
Correct.
The day off because Daddy got sick.
Right. Do not call me Daddy. That is in the past. So here's all I'm going to say to wrap up this beautiful story.
Uh-huh.
Had to leave my shoes outside when I went
in. Oh, my God. I can't. This is a grown-ass man. This is not like...
And I've had drinks before. It's not my first time.
Old, like trying to get into a frat.
I had to leave my shoes outside.
Chunks?
I mean, how graphic do you need to be?
I'm not going to lie. First thing I did on Friday morning was I went and looked at my boots that I was wearing.
I was like,
I better not have puke on my boots.
Mm-hmm.
No, my shoes took it all.
Oh, thank God.
No worries.
I can't
they were up for
Kevin
it.
Kevin has puke shoes.
It
I
was.
Can't right now.
They're still
I can't.
Outside.
This is insane. You might want to toss them.
I might just want to toss them.
Yeah, you might want to. So, you feel good about telling that story?
Look, it happened. What are you going to do?
Do you have guys' night out the next night?
Yes.
Did you drink?
Friday night. Yes, you have. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38. Time for one last look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
This is a lot, Taylor Swift fans. Scooter Braun's office in Nashville was closed on Friday following threats sparked by Taylor Swift's claim that she's being bullied and barred from performing her old hits. His company, Ithaca Holdings, was deluged with calls after Swift alleged that he and Big Machine label group co-founder Scott Borchetta were preventing her from performing her hits at the AMAs and refused to permit her to use songs in a Netflix doc. She apparently asked her fans, please let Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun know how you feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, Taylor, you can't do that. You can be as mad as you want. You can try and get those records back any way possible, except telling a rabid fan base to go after people.
I will say this, she didn't mean it like it turned out, I assume.
Are you saying there were good people on both sides?
I'm saying she probably meant it as just let them know that you're upset. She didn't take into account crazy fans.
Yeah, but I mean, she knew exactly
what
she was
always
doing.
Should. You think so? Okay.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Looking out for my
Absolutely.
Dudes.
It's weird for Bean to do that just a couple weeks off the radio.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
can still get traced back to him.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that, but that's just bad. It's just bad.
It's
and how
good.
Do you, I don't know how they resolve this. Do you finally sell them back to her?
I mean, they
just
should.
Go,
but...
Just go, how much money do we possibly need? Just here are your masters. Take them. Not take them. We'll sell them back to you. But I feel like that's where it has to end up.
It's very hard to hear that story and think that Taylor Swift did the right thing, but it's been harder for me to hear the story and think that two guys owning her music.
Oh no, it's
feels
awful.
Good.
It is absolutely awful.
It's been terrible.
It's all around. It's just a
real should we just say that they were bad and whoever was okay, whoever else was okay, so we don't actually have to agree with Taylor Swift.
Correct.
Okay. Oh,
I think
I
you could say her act is bad. We don't agree with what they're doing.
Agreed. Yes.
Right.
You know what I agree with? Nicolas Cage being in talks to play himself in a drama about Nicolas Cage that pays homage to other Cage films like Leaving Las Vegas, Face Off, and Gone in 60 Seconds.
That's high praise.
Confused yet? Let
yes.
me explain. The movie is titled The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, and it reportedly has an array of twists and turns. The main character, Nicolas Cage, is at his wit's end trying to land a role in the latest Tarantino flick. He's also attempting to patch things up with his teenage daughter. He also has a ton of debt.
So it's a documentary?
The fictional Cage has internal conversations with the 90s movie star version of himself, who ridicules his flailing film career. And this is where it takes a turn. The CIA enlists Cage to help bust a drug kingpin.
Come on.
You following?
That
you
last part, just come on.
It's a lot, and we're all going to watch it.
Oh, I'm
you guys?
So in.
I think
we're
all going to watch it. Any of you who ever watched The Real Housewives?
No, God, no.
In passing, I've never watched like a full episode, but if it's, I've seen the famous clips where like the woman throws the table over. Like I know the pop culture moments, yeah.
Yeah, they've got New Jersey, New York, Beverly Hills.
Atlanta?
Orange County. Atlanta, yes. Mm-hmm.
Victorville.
Well, possibly. Mm. Here's the thing.
Bakersfield.
The Real Housewives franchise is expanding.
Agoura.
Andy Cohen announced the premiere of the latest installment of the franchise on Saturday
Darfur.
At BravoCon.
Darfur. Is it Darfur?
The Real Housewives of...
China.
No, think of the United States of
oh,
America.
Oh, U.S. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tuskegee.
No.
No,
I thought it was going to be tough. No, I think they think of Beverly Hills. That kind of
that covers it.
Encompasses.
Okay. Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi,
one.
No.
Oh. Waco.
Not Waco. There is a Dallas I'm seeing.
Oh, I think it's for far enough.
Yeah.
Pacoima.
Ooh,
Pacoima's a good one.
It's not in California.
Not in California. Okay.
So Palm Springs?
Not in California.
Oh, okay.
What if you were to just tell us?
Buffalo.
No. Oh, I'd watch that.
I'd watch that, too.
They're just freezing all the time. Uh-huh. Then they're going to football games with dildos.
Tucson.
If you don't watch the Bills, that made no sense.
That did make no sense.
It is...
Tucson.
Salt Lake City.
Oh.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Andy Cohen said, we've always tried to choose a city that is a completely unique personality, and we also try to throw a little curveball now and then. Excellent.
Is
Can't
there,
wait.
You know, because you lived out there for a while.
I did.
A lot of money?
Yeah, there's a lot of money in Salt Lake City. Also, a lot of very differing religions. You've got, everyone thinks Salt Lake City Mormon, but it has the largest per capita of non-Mormons in the state
Is
in
that
Salt
right?
Lake City. So it's going to be interesting. I imagine you'd have to have some
Mormonism.
LDS influence, for sure,
LDS?
In the cast. Latter-day Saints.
Okay, sure.
And
I
then,
think both. That's what would make the show.
Yeah, you have to have both, for sure. Yeah.
I love it!
Good times. I'm not watching because I think those shows are horrible for women. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, are you expecting a baby in 2020? Hopefully, Jensen, you're not because you just had one.
Yeah, I hope not as well.
Yeah.
But baby name website Nameberry just put out a list of its predictions for the trendiest baby names in 2020. These are bonkers, you guys.
Well, I know it. It's easy.
Uh-huh.
Number one's the same every year.
Debbie.
It is not Debbie. It hasn't been Debbie probably since 83.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Nope.
Yitzhak Rabin.
Oh, that's a great name.
It's not Yitzhak.
Steve.
No, Steve is not on the list.
Sancho Panza.
No.
Carl Oswesky.
Carl Oswesky?
Mm-hmm.
Or two
is
different
that it?
Ones. No. Oh. No.
George Wilbur.
No, not George Wilbur.
Han Bingbing.
Mm-mm.
Dick Richards.
Nope.
Demi Lovato.
You have to say
no
it that way, though.
No, Demi Lovato's.
Christopher Cross.
Nope.
Oh, the most popular.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Count Smokey Love.
I wish.
Come
DJ
on now.
Qualls?
I wish again. No.
DJ Jazzy Jeff in the Fresh Prince.
That's sticking with DJ.
A lot of DJs.
Tito Santana.
Nope.
Not Tito Santana.
No. Lady Gaga! No.
Ty Tryon.
Nope. Be real! Mm-mm.
Val Kilmer?
Yes.
Oh, it is Val Kilmer.
Yes,
wow.
Val Kilmer. Oh, no, wow. I'm kidding.
And what is it?
The girls' names, here they are.
Mars.
Ada?
What? Ada?
A-D-A?
A-D-A-H.
Ada?
Ada?
Maybe.
Never heard of it.
That's...
Reese?
Okay.
Mika? Paisley?
What's happening?
Amina? Tegan? Nova? Aura? Pearl?
Are you just...
And Billy.
What's going on?
This is...
Are you just saying names?
I'm saying what they are predicting for the trendiest names.
What was the last one?
Billy. With an I-E.
Like
Billie Eilish.
What if your name was Asshore?
Oh, not on this list.
No, that's too bad.
Boys' names, Austin,
okay.
Alva, Acacius.
What?
Tate.
Tate?
Tate.
I thought she said Tate, too.
Is one of the most popular baby names this year Taint?
It's Tate.
Oh, my
T-A-T-E.
God.
Okay. Diego.
Neither nor.
Easton.
Right.
Lucius.
What?
Cash. Ash.
Ash?
Ash with an S-H.
Taint and
Ash? Luca. Ass? This is... I don't believe it.
These are my
this.
Twins, Taint and Ass. They are always near each other.
Approximately the same difference
yeah,
at all
very
times.
Very close.
You proud of that?
Thank you.
All right, I'm just saying. These are weird. They do list some other popular names, which I have to say I love all of these. Ellis, love it.
Okay.
Remy, love it. Rowan, adore it. Quinn... Absolutely.
Why are these so much better?
Emerson, Darcy, Zephyr.
What?
Zephyr. It's my son,
Zephyr.
Suffer?
This is my son, Zephyr. Oh, Zephyr.
Suffer, Taint, Suffer. And Ass. Those are my triplets. Oh. You all right, Anderson? Need a minute? I get it.
All right.
It's okay. Some of them aren't that funny. All right. Get yourself together, man. You good? Oh.
Look, we've all been there.
Anderson. Oh, the church giggles. We've all gotten them. Guys, some birthdays for you. Damon Wayans Jr., David Ortiz, Kirk Hammett, Kevin Nealon, Chloe Sevigny, Owen Wilson, and that is what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, to drive home today. Tomorrow morning, Beck.
Hey.
Joins
what?
Us in
the
studio.
Beck?
The Beck.
Oh.
Yeah. The most annoying weddings that you've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, who's the dick?
We'll get it worked out.